Southwest 10th envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink. They use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
There are two naked chicks coming in here right now.
Really? Naked? Well, come back here so we can all see you.
Two naked chicks are coming in right now.
Wow, look at you.
Oh, my.
Jesus Christ, these girls are naked. Oh, my God. My girls.
A little present for Don and Mike.
Really?
Where did these girls come from?
We're surprised for you.
My
You are a surprise.
Well, you are, but you girls are so naked.
You're totally naked, and you just came in here.
That's the best way,
this
isn't
it?
You guys did such a good job with your ratings.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at this. The station hired us some strippers.
That's nice.
That is so. And boy, what is this?
Let me get here.
Oh, look at a bottle of champagne.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's
ooh,
nice.
The good stuff. Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Well, I am amazed that the station actually sprung for this.
That's beautiful.
And a gift. There's something in a box. Should we open it?
Definitely. Oh, this is from the staff at WJFK.
Wow.
The staff. God bless
them. Such a good job.
Is that your bodyguard over there?
I don't. Manager.
Hold on, Mike.
It's going to be a three-girl show. He does all anal stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Check out the shaving habits on these two girls.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shaved
very, very, very.
Look at
very,
that. Oh, my God. Wow. One of them has the John Benet look.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. Right there, too. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you for that view.
So naked. Oh, look. Nice box of quality cigars.
Isn't that terrific?
I'm surprised. That's a really nice box of cigars.
Look at these. Hey, how about this?
I am amazed.
Ah, that's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Only the best. For Don and Mike.
Oh, wow.
I am freaking amazed.
And ladies, what are your names now that we put the gifts aside?
I'm Tammy Dukes.
Tammy Dukes.
Kristen Ashley.
What is it?
Kristen Ashley.
Kristen Ashley, all right.
God, you girls are hot.
Oh, thank you.
You're so hot. You're so
don't
naked.
You think you're the hottest naked women that may have ever been in this studio?
I think so.
Well, thank you.
You could not be in the ugly breast contest. I will tell you that, girls, right now.
I heard that show.
Wow.
That was funny.
You girls are hot.
Well, thank you.
Damn, you're hot.
We came to do a little show for you guys.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Okay, yeah, let's get a show going.
Absolutely. What a bonus.
I'm amazed.
Bonus party. And you've got a pierced navel, too. Absolutely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Andy.
Wowsy woozy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we brought movies for you guys.
They brought movies.
Oh, are you guys film stars, too?
Cool. I am. This is me.
Wow.
Tammy goes for the gold.
Oh, these girls are porn stars.
You're porn stars.
Tammy goes for the gold, and Shiloh makes it big.
Is that you right
there?
Me. Wow, that's
with
incredible.
A big.
Yeah, we see that. Yes, we.
You're a bad girl.
Boy, you are very bad girl.
Oh, bad.
Man, oh man.
I haven't made a movie yet. Yeah, she's gonna go with me in August.
You know, if I have a camera.
If he had more hair, this could be, and the no beard with this could be a young Ken Stevens right here.
Is the guy that's your bodyguard?
Yeah. That's our manager, Dr. Phil Good.
All right, well, I'll give you a plug here. Dr. Phil Good's girls at 301-7794-FUN. And they're on the web at www.xxxphilms.com.
Wow, look at this. Hey, what do you think of this, huh, Mikey Rockhead?
There is our friend Mikey Rockhead.
Real film stars right here.
What do you think of that, Mike? Couple of naked girls. Go interview them, Mike. Mikey Rockhead, this is our number one intern phone boy.
Oh, thank you.
Go interview these girls, Mike. Much. Step right between them and interview them, please.
Mm-hmm.
Are you done?
Oh, thank you.
This will be very exciting for you, Mikey Rockhead. Go ahead. Mikey Rockhead, he is one of our newest members here. Now, go ahead, and while they're doing go ahead. Interview them,
Mike.
Totally relaxed, girls. And go ahead. Do the interview, Mike. Try to do the interview as best you can. Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask them any questions.
I'm already telling you right now, it's very difficult.
Why is it very difficult?
Why is that?
I'm distracted.
Why are you distracted?
Why?
Because they're voluptuous.
I can give him four good reasons.
Yeah. Very good reasons.
Why don't you ask her about the movies she's been in?
Oh.
These are some pictures, Mike, of the movies that they've been in. There you go.
Yes, that's my movie, Tammy Goes for the Gold.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to Atlanta, Georgia during the Olympics and shot it.
Mm. Wow,
which
really?
Was really cool. The National Guard shut off the parking garage for us so I could shoot it.
Really?
That was nice of them.
God bless
them.
And then
terrific.
I do this really hot girl, Nicole Ann. And then she does me with
a
strap
garage?
On. No, in a house. And then she does me with a strap on Jesse James, which is a really hot scene.
Oh, my God.
What a surprise this is.
Yeah, I'm blown away by this, if you pardon the pun.
It's a really good movie.
Oh, look at... No, are you part of the show? Excuse me, come on in
come
here.
On. Big gum jump. I'm not trading Randy Moss.
What a surprise. No, Jim, you can come in here.
I've got to protect Randall Cunningham. No, I'm not really.
Big Gum Jim, I didn't mean to be short with you.
Come on, Big Gum Jim.
Come on.
Well, girls, let's start the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's get the show going.
Good interview, Mike.
Let's see what's
fantastic.
Going on.
Fantastic.
Can you see from over there, Tom?
Oh, yes. I see fine. I see everything.
Absolutely.
I see everything. Jesus.
You guys need a chair?
Girls.
All right. Okay. Is there music with this show? Or?
Station sure didn't know what to give us, though, did they?
That's true.
Champagne, cigars, and a couple of strippers.
Oh, my goodness.
One of a porn star. One of them's a porn star.
Statue of
Queen. What
are
they doing? Now, you have to... Can you mic that, Mike?
Yeah.
Can you get the microphone down there so we can hear what's going on?
His pleasure.
But I think we can describe this. You can listen, though.
There we go. They're having a snack.
I'm very, very, very hungry.
Very hungry.
Mm-hmm. Shh. Everybody quiet.
Quiet.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this was a gift to us from the station.
Oh, my God.
What'd you get when you're good boy? Mm-hmm.
Just, this is our gift. You know, it's amazing. We didn't arrange this, did we?
No, we didn't. We had no idea.
So we just have to sit back and,
Right.
So you two can participate.
Oh, no, we can't. Oh, no, we can't.
Obviously.
Fun toys that you guys have.
Obviously. No, you're not familiar with our wives.
No, we can't. We can watch, though.
Yes, we certainly can.
And
what is that tattoo that you have on your right cheek?
That's my little devil.
Oh, look at that.
Little devil with a halo.
Wow.
Okay, I want to hear what's going on.
Tells you all about me.
Sometimes, you know, it's like play-by-play in baseball. The best best thing you do is silence.
Just let the action speak for itself.
Most amazing thing that's ever happened in this here studio.
Sounds very much like my dog. When my dog comes in and wants a drink out of a water bowl.
Hey, Buzz, are your lights turned down extra low over there?
Extra low today.
Oh, look at Buzz got a bottle of booze, too.
I did.
Very nice champagne. They really went all out this time.
They did.
God love them. Now, she seems to be, Don, I'm giving you the play-by-play. She seems to be reaching into a duffel bag.
Uh-oh.
So, oh, my.
What is that?
Oh, girls.
Oh,
girls.
Oh, now.
Don't we have any background music for this?
I like it nice and dry, Mike. Like it just the way it is.
Barry Manilow or something, bro?
Barry Manilow, yeah, fantastic.
She's now putting on her tool belt.
Yes. That's a fascinating device.
7.5 It's my manhood.
7.5 yes.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
It looks like it's made out of, like, gummy bears. I think. Look at it. See ya.
Favorite position?
Favorite position?
Yeah.
Well, not the butt. I hate the butt.
Right.
No, just straight.
How about standing? I want to see if you can do it standing up on the console right there.
Just straight sex would be fine.
Move the microphone over.
Thanks, it'd be okay. To celebrate our
Don
number
really
one
doesn't
rating.
Get a good view. Don is not getting it. What's that?
I can just bend it right over the desk.
Okay, that would be fine. Whatever you girls like.
All right.
Oh, now. Oh, now. Why are you doing that? Why are you oiling that thing up?
Nice and wet.
Oh, my. Jesus Christ.
These are some naughty, naughty girls here.
These girls.
Buzzy, are you enjoying yourself?
I couldn't be having a better time. Thank you for letting me share in this.
Wow. Quite welcome, Buzz. And could we... hey, Robbie, can you get a microphone on that? Or Mike, can you get a microphone on that? What's happening now?
Oh, my. we were talking about those channels before.
Yeah, Spanker, that's good. That's good. Yeah, Spanker, real good. You know what makes this so great is the people at the station actually arranged this.
Yeah, Who, Jim, who do we have to give credit for making these arrangements?
That'll be the whole programming department.
Really?
That means it was Jim and Jeremy.
And Tammy.
Fantastic.
Oh, and Tammy. I find it hard to believe Tammy had anything to do with it.
Really, the whole promotion. Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless them, everyone.
Tammy wouldn't want to come join the show, would she?
Wow.
Oh.
You
want
to
she's perfectly
chair,
welcome to if she wants to.
Okay, well, what was that?
She's perfectly welcome to come join.
No, Tammy, you could come. Do you hear that, Tammy?
Sure.
As a matter of fact, where's Miss Bobby? Let's get her and Donna and Colette and Terry.
How about Greta?
No, Bretta, please.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's where I draw the line, Robbie.
Buzz, I haven't heard any comments from you over there.
I'm stunned.
Buzz, from my angle, I'm having a hard time making out. Can you tell me what they're doing over there?
Well, they're pretending to make love, I guess.
Thanks, Buzz. Thanks for the detail.
The politest way.
Thank you very much.
Well, you don't want the detail.
No, I don't think we can give the detail. I think that'd be. Oh, now we seem to be changing positions.
Switching positions.
All right.
Okay, she's going to sit
she's
down.
She's sitting in the chair.
Oh, that tool belt just oogies me out.
Okay. Oh, good position.
one of Mike's favorites.
Let me get that mic out of the way here. All right.
Oh, dear.
Boy, that chair's getting a workout, isn't it?
Oh, girl.
Jesus.
Girl. Oh, you dick. Oh, look at that. Oh, my.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that Jigu and Liddy's chair they're using?
I believe it is. Yeah, I believe it is. And that chair has never seen this much activity. That's for sure.
Oh, girls.
And I do think that they're really enjoying themselves. I really do.
They seem to be.
They do. Don't you think so?
I do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I'd done, we get this, we would have been number one in the ratings a long time ago.
isn't it good to see other professionals enthusiastic about their work, too?
But
absolutely. And, you know, I think our blonde friend here doesn't even realize we're in the room. She is totally on her own. Absolutely.
They're both in another zone right now,
yes,
Mike.
They are.
Wow. To quote Buzz.
I have a question for you, ladies. Wow. Which is more fun, to give or to receive?
I like doing both.
Ah, okay.
I like giving because I like watching her get it. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. We're talking, of course, about birthdays, Christmas. Absolutely.
And her mom taught her really good manners, so she always cleans up her mess when she's done.
Oh, okay.
Let's not bring her mom into this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
You're doing that after where that's been?
My goodness.
Best time to do it.
Oh. I'll tell you right now, this is a first. This is a first for both of us on this show, right?
Sure would be.
Wow.
It's a first, I believe, for everybody in this room.
Absolutely.
You having a good time, boys? Yeah, and suddenly, look at this. The room is really filled up.
It certainly has.
Now we got to mic this. Let's get there. Get a nice, I guess, nice little goodbye kiss.
All right.
Well, they seem to like each other.
Man. Thanks, Inspector Clouseau.
Sure.
Thank you, Buzz.
Trying to help the listeners at home.
They look like they really take care of themselves.
Can one of those guys back there help us?
Sure. How about Mikey Rockhead?
Mikey Rockhead. Go ahead, buddy.
Mikey Rockhead. Come participate in the show.
Absolutely, Mikey Rockhead.
Are you going to hook him up with a tool belt?
Oh, a couple of them.
Oh,
a couple of tool belts for him to do.
Okay.
Mikey Rockhead, you like your job?
I'm loving it so far, yes.
Fantastic.
Look at how embarrassed he is. You like girls, right? We asked you that, Mikey Rockhead? Right? Yeah, he likes girls.
Oh, he's getting a nice hug there. Mm-hmm. Mikey Rockhead.
Wow.
This is the nastiest show we've ever had.
Never had a show like this before.
I swear to God. What are they, Mike? I can't see because the girls are on the floor. What are they doing?
What are they doing over here?
I'm not allowed to see yet.
All right, I'm going to go over here and take a look.
Mike, can you tell me what they're doing? Can you see?
God, look at that goodie bag over there.
Oh, what are they
taking out some more tools, Doc?
Oh, no.
Taking out some more tools.
More
seem
toys.
To be doing some maintenance here right now.
Oh,
all righty.
Oh.
Wow.
So many toys.
You girls like your work?
Oh, yeah. No. I love it.
What's the best thing about the work?
Oh, God, delete
I gotta hit that one. That's all right.
All right, I deleted that out.
But you both agree that you both feel the same way, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now what are they, Mike? What are they doing, Mikey Rockhead? Well, what's happening now?
They're still fumbling around the duffel bag. It's still a surprise to me.
I bet there's six heads in that duffel bag.
Oh my! Right
he
now,
seems to be very careful with her tools.
What was that, Mikey Rockhead?
There's some cleaning work being done on the tool right now.
Like they're cleaning their tools right now.
Jesus.
Bend over.
Yeah, bend over, Mike. That's what I'd like to see.
That's what I wouldn't like to see. Wow. So, Mikey, a little play-by-play, because we're frankly getting very tired of talking.
I'll give you my goal call later.
What's that? That require? That looks like some sort of gummy bear cucumber or something like that.
I told you, they all have that gummy consistency to them.
Actually, wow. We do it right there.
Okay, yeah, do it right over here.
You get a better view. You've seen all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Come right over here to the left.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Step on over to the side of the room.
Sure, go right ahead.
Oh, they're going to do it right behind that control board here. Okay. All right,
girls.
There we go. Now, they have a bunch of oil in their hands right now.
They do. And did you see this little toy that they brought out here? This
one? Yeah, I saw that. It's like a Pulp Fiction harness.
Warning! Warning, Will Robinson! Danger!
Okay, now, let me see if I can tell you exactly what's
going on.
Hey,
guys, can we bring the lights up a little bit back there?
Oh, must
there
we?
There you go. Yeah.
All right, now, they're right as we speak, they're oiling the tools. That's what they're doing. They're oiling the tools.
It's always very important for any kind of maintenance to oil the tools.
You don't want them to rust. Now, look at this. They are actually, it's a tool with two ends on it.
Yeah, it's a multi-purpose tool.
And they are sharing the tool right now.
It has two purposes so that the tool can be used
at
the same time.
Hey, Rob, take a look at this.
Hey, Rob,
what the hell is going on in here?
That's back where you work.
Mikey Rockhead is actually helping them with the tool.
Sure.
Now, if that is not... Oh, my God.
How's he doing, ladies?
He's doing a really good job.
Mikey, how you like working that tool? Mikey?
I gotta get me one of these.
I like you already have one.
Oh! Oh, yeah, he's very good at that, isn't he?
Would you ladies think that Mikey Rockhead perhaps has experience in this type of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Hey, Big Gum Jim, you're noticeably silent during all of this.
Exactly.
But you know something? What was amazing during this entire thing, I can actually hear your breathing all the way over here.
How's that tool work going, Mikey Rockhead?
Lovely.
Mikey, let me tell you
there
something.
There are two naked girls on the floor in our studio right now, and there is some wild porn stuff going on.
Wild.
I want to tell you, Mike, there's wild porn stuff going on in here.
Mikey Rockhead, I want to tell you, if you focus that much on your phone answering...
Yeah, we
get some better calls in here.
You'd be great.
Naked girls in there, I will.
And once again, Mikey, I think they'd be enjoying this whether you were there or not.
These girls are limber, man. They are flexible.
They certainly are.
They seem to be very easy to work with, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that was a big gun. Oh, yeah. I'll definitely not trade ready ball.
Right,
these girls are flexible.
Position number 42.
Okay. Oh. No butt girls. Okay, no, that's not butt. Okay. All right. You girls are so bad. The stuff these girls are doing, I'm having to turn my back to it, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right.
I guess for a moment.
Yeah, well, you got a better, more comfortable seat.
Oh, dear. You know, something about watching Mike E. Rockhead assist, though, takes the joy out of it a little bit,
doesn't
it?
Absolutely, taking the joy out of it.
That was the girl spanking Mikey Rockhead.
Made him completely stop what he was doing.
Mike's using the same hand he fetches your beverages with.
Oh, shut up, Buzz.
And Buzz, I'd like to point out, Buzz's studio now
is totally dark.
Total darkness.
How do you do it half?
I don't blame him a bit.
And Buzz, take your hands out of your pockets, please.
If you're
keep your hands where we can see them.
All right, you got it.
For goodness sakes. Well, this is quite a celebration for being number one in the ratings.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just about the best gift we've ever gotten.
Yeah. I'm amazed. How's it going there, Mikey?
Hands getting tired.
His hand
is getting
tired. Now he's complaining.
Wait till later.
Wow.
Wait till later. Somebody said. And now they are.
Oh my!
They are cleaning the tool.
Yeah. Like all good porn stars should.
They are really, really, really cleaning that accessory.
Wow. Fantastic.
Oh, man. What, Carlos?
Mike's asking for a paper towel. I'm telling him there aren't any. Finger looking good, Mike.
Wipe it on your pants. Wipe it on your shirt. And girls are now kissing. Oh, it's been a pretty great show.
They really seem to enjoy their work.
They sure do.
Fantastic. I think they all deserve a round of applause.
Oh, they do.
Oh my God.
Oh no, wait. They're done. Are you done with Mikey Rockhead? Oh, no.
Oh, no. They got more to go?
More to go.
Oh, my God.
What could possibly be next?
I don't know. They have done every hideous thing thus far.
Oh, you might not want to watch this one then.
Oh, okay. Instead of
Mikey Rockhead, how about Buzz?
Buzz! Hey, Buzz. Come on over here, Buzz.
Let me see here.
Come on, Buzz.
All right, Buzz. They're reaching into their goodie bag once again.
Now, girls, this has to be a fast one because we have to get a commercial set in here.
Okay.
So let's get Buzz involved in the show.
Mm-hmm.
There he is, Buzz Burbank. Mr. I'll try anything.
Very neat and tidy with the tools.
Mr. Open Marriage.
All right, I see the...
Yeah, we need him up here.
Buzz,
they need you up in the chair.
Are you going to make Buzz wear that?
Yep.
Oh, good.
No,
this I want to see. This is great. Making Buzz wear a strap-on.
There, on my knees.
Yeah.
Get on your knees, Buzz. Now, this is worth the price of admission. Right. Two naked chicks... And Buzz with a strap. Oh, Buzz! How you doing, Buzz?
I can't really talk right now, Don.
They have actually strapped it on Buzz's head, and he has the appendage coming out of his mouth area.
Oh, my God. More and more, this is reminding me of Daryl's bachelor party.
Look at the strap that goes right down the middle of his head.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't
know. Wow.
It's very Pulp Fiction-y. Bring out the gimp, is. I say.
Yes, the gimp. All right.
So, Buzz, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Boy, Buzz, I wish you could bring that to the Las Vegas-style show tonight just to show everybody.
That'd be a great publicity picture for Buzz.
Yeah. It'd be a great Christmas card.
Okay. Your favorite news guy, Buzz Burbank.
All right. Okay.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
And she is now oiling up the gummy appendage that appears to be coming out of Buzz's mouth.
Is it different than the other one?
Yeah, it is shaped different. Is there any particular reason for that? Please remember.
Back up a little bit.
Don't explain too much in detail.
All right, now, do you want Buzz? Right. Oh. Okay, Buzz, this is going to be like this is like archery class.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Hit the bullseye, Buzz.
Oh, I don't know about this.
I don't know about this. Is he doing a good job so far? There seems to be silence, which would indicate yes.
Buzz, how you doing? Mike?
I can't talk now, Don.
Mike, can you get the mic down by Buzz? Can you move the mic absolutely. Closer by Buzz?
Oh, you would hate this, Don.
This one's not for him to watch.
You are a free spirit, but... Oh, and he's doing it to the bad place.
He's doing it to the place you hate, Don. Oh. Yes, sir. Yes, he is.
The bad place.
There you go.
Oh, I don't like that. That's a bad place.
Oh. How's it going, Buzz?
I don't know, really.
He's the right man for the job right here.
Is this the first time you've ever done this, Buzz?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
I'm simply doing what I've been asked to do.
Man, oh, man. Okay.
You want to get up,
Buzz.
Oh, Buzz Burbank.
I was Buzz. buzzer salute to the Cleveland Browns, everybody.
Buzz Burbank, fantastic.
Please take the harness off his face now.
Boy, oh boy.
Buzz, how'd you like that experience?
It's a proud moment for me, Don.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Congratulations.
All right, you girls get out of here now.
What a show!
You girls get out of here. All right, your names again so we can give credit where credit is due.
I'm Tammy Dukes with Dr. Feelgood's Girls.
All right.
I'm Kristen Ashley.
All right.
Thank you, girls.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you both.
Great job.
So anybody who sees us will always see both of us together.
Oh, you always work together.
Oh, yeah.
www.XXXPhilMS.com.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Thank
you,
girls.
Great
job.
And thank you to the programming staff for this wonderful gift.
And do I speak for myself only when I say every birthday party from now on?
No.
Yeah, we've got a new favorite show right
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Jim, you'll be the recipient of mine. Okay. You volunteered early.
You can wear the harness next time.
Good job. All right.
Buzz, that harness thing.
Yeah.
You know. I would have stopped it if I had known you were going to go there, man.
I would have stopped it if I'd known, too. That was
Yeah, Buzz, I noticed you were real hesitant on that one. Yes, sir.
That was a very bad place you were, Buzz.
Yes.
All right. And now they're just in here naked.
Simply did what I was told.
What's that? A picture?
Oh, sure.
Sure, of course.
Sure, let's do a picture.
Let's do a picture.
How about you guys get naked?
Just around
me.
That's,
you don't want us to get naked.
That's not going to happen.
All right.
Well, the wives can come down and get naked, too.
Oh, yeah, have the wives come get naked. Right. Okay, everybody come on over here. And let's, everybody get in the picture right over here by the control board. It'd be me and Mike and Buzz.
And the girls. Okay. And here we go. Everybody say Buzz.
Buzz.
Wow.
I look too damn happy.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Thanks, girls.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you, programming staff. Thank you, Buzz. You bad kid. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You know, it's a wild moment. What's wild about that? Wild is that. When we had, like, the Malibu twins on.
Right.
Remember I told you all these meetings I have to have with Ken and Jeremy?
Sure.
They were on my ass.
Of course.
You know, no pun intended.
So to speak.
Saying, listen, you can't have these girls do everything. You got to be very careful.
Right. I always have to be careful with what you say.
Yeah, the station actually bought us this fabulous show to celebrate these ratings.
Absolutely.
Like, here's some nice publicity stills. You want to bring those home to your kids of Tammy Gold.
Fantastic.
Tammy goes for the gold.
Wow. And you know, very little of it was deleted. That's the great part.
Yeah, only one, as far as we know, only one part was deleted.
Right.
Hey, thank you, girls. Bye-bye.
Great pictures, girls.
Okay, get out of here now.
Get out of here.
Wow.
That thing with Buzz, without a doubt.
Yeah.
That is the single grossest thing I have ever seen in my life.
And miraculously, I never touched her. That's the great part about it.
Came pretty close, though, Buzz.
Wow.
Okay.
Man, oh, man.
Thank you, girls.
What a day. Happy ratings, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now.
Woo!
Oh, I don't want to call that Frank Sinatra guy now. Oh.
I know. He's out of luck.
Let's just do a commercial set, okay?
Yeah, let's collect ourselves.
And, boy, smells like girl in here. We will be right back. Albert.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen my baseball?
Sorry. Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You see my baseball?
Yeah, I see it. You see that girl over there?
That girl?
She has it. Except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my wiener?
What?
Have you seen my wiener?
What the hell did you just say, buddy? Huh?
Wiener?
Hey, get your hand off my car.
The Don and Mike Show. They wish that they were prettier, Don and Mike.
All right, let's go to these throbbing telephones. I do mean throbbing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, this is Tony Baltimore. Listen, I'm driving around in my car. I don't even smoke, but after that segment, I had to pull over and buy a pack of cigarettes.
I was
un-effing believable, you two morons.
Yeah, you damn dummy. That was something. That
yeah.
was
and totally by surprise.
Are we going to get that on video from you guys?
Oh, no. I don't think Buzz wants anybody seeing that.
That's for sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Buzz, you brown noser.
I'm sorry, what? I'm having trouble hearing
I'm still dazed.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Awesome. I mean, talk about theater of the mind.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was promoted down to Miami, and I put on my cell phone and let him listen to the whole thing.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very generous
Isn't that
of you.
Nice? Mm-hmm. He was at his office. He was very, very pleased and wanted to send his regards from Miami. And the kid wasn't in the car.
Who is yelling in the background there?
My son, but he was not in the car during that segment.
Very good. That's good to know.
Your son, if you left in the car with the windows rolled up.
Yeah, that, it's nice to know he wasn't in the car while that was going on.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to call home myself after that commercial. So I said, Barty, what have you been doing? I said, I'm watching McHale's Navy. I said, good.
Ooh, excellent.
Good, excellent.
Good job.
Safe to turn the radio on now.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah?
Best 30 minutes of radio I've ever heard. Never thought I'd say that. That was the best damn 30 minutes I've ever heard.
That's the best damn 30 minutes I've ever seen.
Yeah, best I've ever seen myself. This was pretty intense.
Wow.
I hope our radio station down here used that as some of it as a promo. That would be great.
I'm afraid I'm never going to be able to get that hideous image of Buzz though, out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I will.
Especially when I figured out what he was doing.
I'll tell you something. They were professionals. Do not try this at home.
No.
Or maybe try that at home.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Unbelievable, guys. Had to call in the show and tell y'all I got my junk on and everything. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I bet you did. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I was just calling to see what time your show was tonight.
Oh, Vegas-style show? We hit the stage at 9 o'clock.
San Dimas High School Football Rules. Woo!
San Dimas High School Football Rules. We'll be at Dinosaurs in Laurel, Maryland tonight, right off Route 1. Hit the stage at 9. Doors open soon.
Oh, right.
Get there early. The place will be jam-packed. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, not that I'm a judging or anything, but do you guys ever worry about maybe you're going to hell because of this stuff?
Going to hell for what?
I wonder all the time, and unfortunately, after today's show, it's probably worth the trip.
Go to hell for what? to watching a couple of girls put on a show?
That's right. We didn't do any touching, sir. That's the important thing.
Well, what about Buzz?
No, I didn't
Buzz
do any touching
actually,
either.
His hands, I will testify for Buzz that his hands were at his side. And I don't think Buzz would go to hell simply for wearing a strap-on harness on his face.
I don't know. I'm
and...
not being, like, serious here. I'm just saying it's a little, and I don't think Howard Stern ever did this. I think you guys got him on that.
Right. Well, thank you for that compliment.
Thanks
that
so much for really bringing us down, son.
Fantastic compliment. Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike show. Buzz, have you washed your face, incidentally?
Yes, I have. Just a minute ago, as a matter of fact.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I tell you what, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm hauling logs up in Northern California in the mountains, and I had to actually pull this thing over to keep them wrecking.
I'll tell you, my favorite
part was hauling logs moments ago.
My favorite part was Buzz going, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
And freaking incredible.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, it was.
Well, Buzz, come on now. I want the truth now.
Yes?
Did you enjoy it?
Oh,
well,
good.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't. Yeah.
You the man.
Yeah.
Good, honest answer.
Yeah, no, I sure I did. Sure.
Smell any poo?
No,
you
I didn't.
So butt oriented, it is so funny.
That was gross,
smell
man.
Any poo?
Hello, they're professional and clean.
Hello there.
You're
hello.
Wild, Buzz. You are wild, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes.
How about that dick face? I mean, Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Somebody putting it all together.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, yes. How's it going?
It's going great, thank you.
Is this Don and Mike?
Right.
Hey, I want to talk to Unicorn Boy.
I'm here, sir.
I got to talk to the boy.
I'm here, sir.
Buzz,
yeah.
Have you ever experienced anything like that before in this, you know, some of these relationships you've been in?
Never. I've been around this big wide world. I've been to the four corners. I've sailed the seven seas, but I've never, ever seen anything like what we saw here today.
Wow. Don and Mike, have you ever seen a unicorn look like that?
No. That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. What Buzz been doing?
You're going to have nightmares.
The worst thing ever. Thank you. Hello, Robbie.
Mrs. Geronimo is on the warm line.
Oh, gotcha. Hello, darling.
Hello, my boo-boo.
Hello, darling.
Did you do something that I should have heard?
Not me, but
no.
Buzz did.
No.
Now, I might just be a paranoid person, but I think when you think that I cannot possibly be listening, that's your time to get away with it.
Honey, it was a surprise. The station gave us a wonderful surprise for being number one in the ratings.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I will get reports. So if you have something to confess, do it now. Your punishment will be much less severe.
Honey, there's no punishment. Why are you such a downer? Jesus Christ, you are a downer. I swear to God you are.
Go sweet talk me so. Right.
Every time something good on this show happens, you got to call in and you know, be a wet blanket.
Oh,
honey,
you know,
I'll tell you exactly what happened. Two strippers came in.
Porn stars, though.
They took their clothes off, and then Buzz put a strap-on harness on his face and did something with the girl's butt.
Yes.
That's everything that happened.
All right.
And it was fantastic.
My mother will tell me if you're not telling me the truth.
What did I tell you, Robbie?
That's the truth.
What did I tell you? Yeah, I said that to Rob.
I said to Rob,
well, I'm glad my wife is at work today.
See, there you go.
I know that she'd be upset. And then I said to Rob, but you know what? Never mind. I'm sure my mother-in-law is listening on the shortwave somewhere.
I'll tell you one thing that goes on here, and it's something you and I both do, and Buzz has an understanding home life, and mm-hmm. And he is able to participate in some of these reindeer games, but you and I sit over here, and we just watch. That's all we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important thing.
Then why do you feel guilty and why do you feel relieved if I'm not listening?
Because this is why.
Because he doesn't want to upset
this
you.
This is why. This mm-hmm. is why. This is why. Yeah. Because here I am having a great day. Station gave us nice bottle of hooch, some wonderful cigars. They brought a couple of porn stars by. Buzz put a strap-on.
Simply doing what I was told.
Yeah.
And that's what Buzz, but you know, we handle it any way we
Honey,
can.
Listen.
You know, Buzz, that was a very familiar excuse from the Nuremberg trials.
So that's where I heard it.
Yeah.
Listen, I love you. Don't be so insecure. I love
All
you.
Right.
Okay?
All right, fine.
I love you. I bet your mother loved that segment. Call her up and ask her.
I will check around.
I bet she loved it.
All right, I'll find out what I missed.
Maybe the greatest... I've just told you everything. Maybe the greatest half hour on this show.
Yeah, well, if you tell me everything, I don't understand why you seem a little nervous about that. That's all right.
Because every time there's a naked girl on this show, your radar goes off, and even if you're not listening, you call in to bust my balls about it. Every time there's a naked girl on this show.
And how many wives... Wait a minute. Instead of giving me grief, how many wives wouldn't have a little bit of a problem with this?
Okay. I don't mind you have a little bit of a problem. Why do we got to have a problem in front of 5 million people, though?
You're right.
Emasculate
I'll save it all.
Right. You know what I mean.
I'll save it all. I'll save it all till you get home.
That's fine. You're going to your mother's tonight, right?
Oh, I don't have to go. I can wait.
All right. Stay then.
All right. Good.
I'll see you tonight when I get home.
Goodbye.
I love you. She loves me, too. She didn't say it, though.
She does.
I love her. I'll keep her around, but sometimes...
I understand.
You know what I mean.
It's kind of like...
I can relate to OJ.
What we were having...
Oh, God. My wife, Nicole.
Oh, my God. What we were having in here was kind of like a little bachelor party. It's a bachelor party in front of 5 million people, right? That tends to get the hosts in trouble.
That's all right.
Yeah.
She's all
everything,
right.
Everything will be fine.
She'll get over it. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know, I think that was absolutely effing fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to know something.
What?
What was the diameter of that drill bit they were using?
Boy, we didn't measure it, you know, because if you to measure it, you'd have to put your hands on it.
It's quite a tool.
You know, Mike would know.
Yeah, Mikey Rockhead
would know.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Was this better than walking with your wife?
Was this better than walking with my wife?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
No. Taking a walk with my wife was a million times better than watching the two porn stars in Buzz of the Harness.
Good answer.
Million times better. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Listen, I want to thank you for the greatest 30 minutes of radio I've ever heard. This is Hedros.
Oh, and then he drove into the ditch.
Hit a tree. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Don.
Yeah.
You guys, I got to tell you, there's been so many times when you guys have these incredible women on, and you just sit in your beach blanket at home, and you're wondering what the heck they look like.
Yeah.
My timing was great. I was upstairs at a meeting with those people upstairs, and walking down through the garage, and boom, these two women come walking through. I'm going, what the heck is going on? What are they going to be doing?
Well, you know, that's good. You're an eyewitness, and you can probably tell our listening audience how good they look. How good do they look? On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate them?
Oh, they just looked like they just came out of a strip joint, and they were easily a 10, both of them. The blonde was just busting out of her top. The brunette, as I'm driving by, gives me the look with these little porn star eyes that just go right through the average guy and just, you know what happens.
Okay, it's a little too much detail, I think.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hi there. I'd like the opportunity to ask Don and Mike why they didn't ask the girls if it was okay if their friend Cheryl joined.
Cheryl the Dyke?
Come on. Now, you know something? We've had a lot of guys calling with their little takes on it that have brought us down, but that is... I like Cheryl.
Hello.
I won't go on.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
That was too funny. And you know what? I was pulling in to see a client. I'm sitting in a parking lot. I'm listening to it. And I'm getting a picture of Buzz getting ready to do his thing. And then you hit the fart sound effect right then. Oh, my God. I was cracking up so loud.
But, you know, I didn't realize...
Yeah,
you
know, no, I didn't either.
I got a tap on the shoulder from Rob who said, take a look at what Buzz is doing.
And I don't think Buzz realized until a last-minute redirection,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a surprise.
It was too funny. I was just laughing so hard. There was, like, people looking at me just cracking up in my car.
And I was telling Don.
All the way to Chicago!
I was telling Don. I was looking at their little flyer that they had here, and I didn't realize that the guy, that their bodyguard that was in there, he plays some of the reindeer games, too.
He was in the porno with them. He was the guy in their porno.
I think that's Dr. Phil Good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, listen. Simply, I'm over here having lunch, and this maintenance guy, I'm sitting here having my lunch. My mother is laughing, and I might add, thank you, thank you, thank you. I even had to have a sorbet to call it for it. The guy comes over and starts yelling at me, going, I don't know what the hell you're listening to, but you need to turn that crap down. And all of a sudden, three people were in the back balcony saying, turn it up! Turn it up! Turn it up! Anyways, thanks a lot, guys.
I got to tell you something. With all of our descriptions and everything going on in here, that is, you know, you still have the active imagination if you're out there in radio land. You got to kind of put together what's happening in here.
Right? We made it pretty easy today, though.
We sure did.
There was an awful lot of sounds that were coming out of this room.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Okay.
I almost burped, excuse me. Hello.
Don't
know what it sounded like they were drinking water.
I'm trying to water it down a little bit. You know, just now that it's all been done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
I just want to let you know I was flying my plane above Martha's Vineyard and I was listening.
All
right. Last call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, that was great. Am I on the air?
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye bye.
On the air. Come on.
Bye bye.
No, come on. That looked great. Am I on the air?
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 Yeah.
That was great. Am I on the air, say?
The truly unpleasant Sherry thought you guys were absolute pigs. I thought it was beautiful.
Right.
After I cried, it was beautiful.
All right, after I cried, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I say.
What, am I on the air or what?
Hello. We will be back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He won't show me the world.
They're not nice, but I'll introduce them because I'm nice. I'm Dude Walker, and here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, dude. Pretty historic day for the show.
That is for sure.
I guess now the fact that we're number one in the ratings takes a backseat to that show we saw.
And I mean a backseat.
And Buzz. I don't know if I'll be able to look at you anymore, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
I mean that.
No, he's not.
I mean that only in the nicest possible way.
No, I was not only surprised, but a little embarrassed about that.
Really? Okay. You were embarrassed by something.
And a tiny little bit of you was delighted.
A tiny bit, yes.
Yeah.
Good for you. I just always like to mention that because, you know, I know Don said he can't look at you. I'm kind of proud of you.
From the nose up, I enjoyed it.
Came out here in D.C. Show's number one rated. We got a 7.1 share.
That's right, Pinocchio.
Station pop for this wild, wild show.
It's a good day, isn't it?
Wild show.
It's a good day.
There it is.
We got a big Las Vegas-style show tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I was calling to find out where it was.
Where what is?
The Las Vegas-style show.
Tonight, we're going to be in beautiful Laurel, Maryland at Dinosaurs, right off Route 1.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. We hit the stage about 9 tonight. Mike, the cerebral palsy comedian. You know that Frank Sinatra guy we were talking about? If he wants to come out and get up on stage, you can. But frankly, right when we were getting into calling him, that's when the show started.
That's when the naked ladies came in, and I think we spared him some pain.
So maybe he'll be there, but Mike the CP comic will definitely be there. Amanda with the liquid latex.
All right.
Also the Monica Lewinsky cigar contest. All of our wacky videotapes.
Yeah.
Up on the big screen, the Homo Joe challenge. Cheryl the Big Dyke will be there with her lesbian challenge.
Fantastic.
And, of course, the underwear fashion show. Lots of new stuff tonight. We'll see you at Dinosaurs. We hit the stage at 9 p.
We'll see you there.
Okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, goodbye. See you there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just wanted to say that even women enjoyed your show.
I like to hear that.
Oh, it's nice.
I like to hear that. You know, this is the second or third call we've gotten from a woman. You enjoyed the little two-girl show, Rob. Rob's cleaning up tapes in here. What, did you get your hand in something?
There's like a puddle. Like a few dots of moisture.
Was there some goo over there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear.
My hand feels kind of slick. I don't know what that could be. Don't put your broccoli in that, Mike.
Yeah, keep my broccoli and cauliflower away from it, please.
Broccoli tastes weird. I don't know how you could eat after that, frankly.
Oh, my God.
Man. You know, I don't either. It's just, it's
you know,
amazing.
Watching Buzz with a strap-on on his face doing that,
Buzz loved it.
That, to me, that is the
great dip.
That is the biggest diet incentive I've ever seen.
You know me, Dom. I can eat after anything.
Come on, Dom.
Hey, turn your radio down.
Those girls could eat, too.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Glad you liked it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's going to happen when you get a 10.0?
You know, that is an excellent question. If we got that show,
we might
for having a 7.1.
We might just have to build a fence around us.
And girls in the studio.
Man. We just hope that, Ginger and what's her name?
We already forgot their names.
We are
Tammy.
Tammy Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name?
Tammy Dukes.
Hold on, Tammy Dukes like has a lot of friends.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just got kicked out of a store. I don't want to say their name because, I don't want to give them any publicity. But I went around, I turned up all the radio stations, and then I put it on 106.7. Turned on your radio station, and they tried chasing me out of the store.
Oh, you're like in a Circuit City or something?
Yeah, well, one of those stores. But I went, they got the rooms with the subwoofers.
Yeah.
And they let you test them out.
You know, most guys that were doing that, I'm glad that you had that self-discipline to actually have the presence of mind to do that. Well, most guys really went into kind of a zone.
Most guys would like listening to that with headphones on, I would think.
And kind of like finding a private moment, maybe going to their car, but yet you were turning it up.
They got those $5,000 stereo systems, those are pretty loud.
That's how he got his pleasure. That's interesting.
Hey, he got his jolly.
He got his jolly.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Get his J.O.
Get his jolly on.
Hello. That's what I meant by J.O. Got his jolly
Don
on.
Don and Mike.
Got my jolly on.
It's jolly time.
Jesus.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know I canceled my subscription to Viagra because I recorded that segment.
Did you? Viagra. Okay.
Viagra.
Bye-bye. Great magazine, that Viagra.
Right.
Canceled the subscription.
And I also like that product, Iodine.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Please, for God's sake, tell me this is going to be on a best of. I was in a doctor's office getting a physical while it was going on.
Oh, God.
And there was so much damn equipment running around, I couldn't pick up the station.
Yeah. I have no doubt we're going to log that for our best of segment.
I'm standing there. This guy says, all right, drop your trousers.
Oh, well, lots of guys listening to that were.
Well,
and, of course, that previous caller had set off the Viagra alarm.
Right, here it is.
Later.
Here you go.
The worst folk singers ever. Ladies and gentlemen, the Capitol steps right now.
Viagra! Viagra!
Viagra.
Viagra.
Hello, John Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Let's say it is. Gynecologist.
Little Viagra.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I heard that bit in Detroit, man. Oh, that was wild.
Yeah, wild. I want to tell you, it's wild in Detroit. Yeah, wild in the Motor City. Yeah, Buzz with a strap by. Wild in Motown.
You know, Dr. Philgood was telling me that a lot of his films are produced right here in the D.C. area. I think that's something to be proud of.
Don and Mike show, support your local filmmakers.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, great show, Radio Gods, greatest half hour in history. Wanted to ask you how you're doing in your Star Wars bet with Mr. Stossel.
Not good, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Not good. The movie's only made $385 million. I would imagine I will probably concede that bet to Charlie Stossel around Labor Day.
Wow. Really?
But that doesn't mean I'm going to shave my head then. I will shave my head
first of the,
on the appointed day.
Okay.
The first show of the millennium.
I'm pulling for you because I'd like to see you win that bet and lose the other bet, but it looks like it's going to be the opposite.
Yeah, I might lose both of them, to be honest with you. Maguire's behind by two right now with Sosa.
Yeah, but Maguire's got that eye of the tiger. Did you see the highlight of him hitting the home run last night?
Yeah.
He had that.
He's got a sweet swing, doesn't he?
You know that look that's just like, yeah. I'm gonna jack 50 more.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Sammy's there going, he's very talented.
Hey. I feel better about the Maguire bet now than I do about the Star Wars. I'm pretty sure I'm a big loser on that one.
You think you're toast in the Star Wars
bet? Yeah, I think so.
What would something would have to happen. Like, they'd have to, like, re-release it at Christmas time or something
like
that.
There would have to be. You know, I don't know.
You shouldn't concede. I'm just going to give you a piece of advice here. You should not concede that bet at Labor Day, because if they do the Christmas re-release, that could spike it up and you could actually
I got the feeling I'm a loser on that. That come the first of the new year, I will be shaving my head on
this
show.
Have you told Rob the part about if it's a tie that Rob shaves his head?
The Dennis Murphy bet. If it's a tie, Dennis has to go stay at Buzz's house.
Even if it's a tie within, say, $100 million, I'll shave my head.
I would love to see you shave your head more than me.
It has to be in close to a tie, though.
You mean if Star Wars comes within 100 million of Titanic, you will shave your head?
Yeah, I don't think that gets you off the hook.
No, not at all. No, I said it has to
make
more money.
But Misery Loves Company, if both of you were shaving your heads together.
Because I think there's a very good chance Star Wars will make 500 million. That's only 100 million away from now, and that movie's going to be out all summer. What are you just eyeing him up now and thinking what he might look like with a shaved head?
I am. Can I do it?
Oh. Do you want to wear a harness while you do it?
I'll lend you mine. Oh, my God.
It's a little queer, Mike.
It is a little queer. I don't know why.
But no, is this a shave just with clippers, right? It's not to the
This is the shave.
Shaved head is Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan, Mr. Clean.
All right. If it makes within 100 million, then I will do it, too, on the first show of the millennium.
All right. Very good. Excellent.
Very good. Thank you.
Excellent. Appreciate that.
Excellent. For someone to deflect.
Coming up to this microphone.
Right, that'll teach you.
Yeah.
There you go. That's
like that
good.
Microphone is your friend, Rob.
You know, he's your buddy. He's giving you some moral support.
I know.
That's why he's doing that.
He's a good boy.
That's good.
Hello.
Yeah, can I speak with Richard Head, please?
Oh, come on, please. Go to hell. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Stupid. How high school is that?
Star Wars deal.
Pardon me?
Rob A? Is it Rob A?
Getting
ripped off on that Star Wars deal.
How is Rob A getting ripped off?
Because of ticket sales by...
Come on, if you've got a controversial point, process your thoughts quicker.
Are you talking about the original bet with Charlie Stossel? Because that would be me that has that bet with him.
Because the movie theater is selling tickets under different movie names.
Now, you know
because
what? Someone already brought...
Trying to put a special clause in there about...
Somebody brought that theory up last week. We brought it up with Charlie Stossel. I'm going to lose that bet. I know I'm going to lose it.
Right.
I just want to wait until the first of the year, until after the holidays, to shave my head. Because
it was this weekend that convinced you, right? That you were toast on that bet?
It will not be a good look for me. It will not be a look.
You're not shaving the beard, are you?
That's up to Stossel.
Ah.
Because I threw that out originally.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know. Much as I like finally having a beard,
right.
I'd look like a bigger idiot if I had a shaved head with no beard.
No. No, absolutely. You should lobby for the beard. The beard, you're looking at me like I'm giving you a line.
I look like more of an idiot if I had a shaved head, and all of a sudden, just like my earlobe started a beard.
Think of the guys like Goldberg that had the shaved head and the goatee. That's a very, very classic look.
Very
now,
nice.
If you completely shave your head and you shave the beard, that'll be goofy. I'm not lying to you here.
It's up to Charlie Stossel. Because I did throw that out when I made the original bet with him.
Okay. But either way, you get to keep your eyebrows.
Right. Yeah, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hello. Hello.
What?
Yeah, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great, thanks.
That was an awesome show. I actually geeked myself.
Oh, come on. I don't want to hear that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, we're great, thanks.
I just wanted to say, Don, you are so lucky to have a wife that is... trusting enough, because there's no way I'd let my husband do that.
Well, my wife wouldn't let me do it if she could stop me.
Well,
and I want to reiterate. I think I'm sorry, but I feel it's important to make the distinction.
Well,
when we're in here, we don't... Wait a minute, ma'am. Let me finish. When we're in here, there is no touching. We simply observe.
I understand that. I must have missed it. It came on right after or right before I got off work. So.
So you're just like my wife. You didn't really hear it. You're just calling in on the reaction of it.
No, I heard the aftermath.
But it's all right.
Guys, loyally, I think you're the greatest.
My wife's very cool. I have no problem with her calling into bus balls.
My wife also tolerates an awful lot. And, you know, hey, it's not easy for any wife. It isn't. I mean, that's obvious, but
right.
They're cool about it, and, you know, they bust our chops on it once in a while, but that's their prerogative.
But you're definitely a lucky man.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye. Thank
you. We're definitely lucky men.
Yes, hello.
We are.
No, sorry, I'm a lucky man.
No, I'm lucky too, Don.
No, I'm a lucky man.
Okay. We are so pussy whipped.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, I was just calling to let him know that Millennium's not till 2001.
Okay, I was just calling to say you're an idiot, okay? Hello?
Yeah?
Idiot. Yeah, you're an idiot.
No, I'm not.
Idiot. Yes, you are.
No, why do you say that?
Because you are.
Because technically, although you may be correct, everyone in our society is referring to the year 2000 as the millennium.
No, not everybody.
Nah, yeah.
Most people are.
You've never heard that? You've never heard people say
I have
say,
heard it. That's what I'm saying, but most people correct people when they say that.
But you're so stupid, you shouldn't be correcting anybody on anything.
I love the last 30 minutes. That was great.
I don't mind being corrected by a guy who at least sounds like he's book educated.
Well, I'm part of the alcoholic unemployed section.
They'll never call again.
But I love the show anyway. Thank
love
you.
The show anyway.
All right, see you at the Millennium. Don't mind being corrected by a smart guy. I hate being corrected by a dumb guy.
That would be Rob's favorite laugh that I did for him right there. That's the Harv Moore laugh that I do.
That's the Harv Moore doing Dennis Murphy.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
To reach Dr. Feelgood, dial 1-800. Follow it up. Don't write that number down. You'll remember it.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, we got to clear these lines out anyway. One more call and I'll tell you what we got coming up. Hello. All right. Was everybody hanging up? Hello.
I'm Michael J. Elston, KLEO News. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You can't go to China. What about your job?
Shut up.
No, write a letter, move to another borough, move to Staten Island. It's a lot easier to blend into a sea of people in Staten Island than China, believe me.
Yeah, Staten Island. What about my clothes? How do I get the rest of the clothes?
Well, you come back for your clothes.
I'm not going back in there.
So forget about your clothes.
Well, I'm not starting up a whole new wardrobe now!
Look, freedom and no clothes is a lot better than no freedom with clothes.
Well, should we just take a plane somewhere?
And what, hope for a crash?
It happens.
You know what the odds are on a crash? It's 1,000,000 to 1.
It's something. It's hope.
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
So here's the guy on the telephone that is having a vasectomy now?
No, it's Friday, 2 o'clock.
Having a vasectomy Friday at 2. Where are you calling from?
Marino.
Are you one of these guys that gets all excited about having the snip done?
No, I'm just all excited about not having any more kids.
You know, I don't know if I can talk about it. People I know, I don't want to say who they are.
Don, I give you my permission. Please go ahead.
She's getting her tubes tied because he refuses to have the snip.
He's talking about my wife.
we were in a discussion with these people.
I'm joking, everyone. I just wanted to say that I was kidding.
A couple of weeks ago, we were in that discussion. We got a heated discussion about it because I'm all for the thought that the man should keep his fertile seed in case he ever needs to procreate again.
Of course, unless there, there's a war.
Yeah, right. And, if something big happens.
If we're invaded with the millennium coming up.
That's right.
You know, if there's the apocalypse and there's just a few men left.
Might need my demon seed for something.
What if you were one of those few men? What if you happened to survive and there you were?
A few good men.
Sitting there with the future of the world depending on you and you were neutered.
Right.
I'm sure they'll have child support then, too, so.
Listen, you'll always be able to find a woman to give it to, but will you have what it takes to make the baby? And you see, I think it's a form of castration.
That's what you should do with this guy that, who I can't talk about because I don't know if they're comfortable with talking about this on the radio. But the guy that I know convinced his wife to have a tubes tied rather than him have a vasectomy.
I'm not married.
You're not married.
Well, then why would you want a vasectomy if you're not married?
Because, because I don't trust women to cover their end.
Well, why don't you use a rubber then, man?
I do that too, but I don't ever want to hear the words "I am pregnant" from anybody
ever. So you're just a single guy, and you're wanting to get some strange and not get anybody pregnant.
You got it,
ladies and gentlemen. The best reason I've ever heard for getting a vasectomy.
Okay. All right, buddy. Well, when are you having this done?
2:00 Friday.
And whenever you settle down, when you finally meet the woman of your dreams and you want to have a family, are you going to go in and have them untie the knot on the shoelace?
No, if she wants kids, she's going to have to move along and find somebody else to give them her kids.
That answer didn't make any sense to me.
Well, I've been there, done that. You know, you check into what
you're doing. Wait, hold on.
Do you already have children?
Yeah, I have two.
Oh, you have two?
Yeah.
Well, how come you're not with them?
I don't know. Mom didn't want me around anymore. I don't know. What can you say?
Good call on mom's part.
Well, she wants you now that we've got divorced and I got a girlfriend, she wants me back, but...
Of course.
Who would want you back? Yeah, but you're a prize.
Oh, I am a prize.
Well, listen, I guess the bottom line is you wanted to call us from the doctor's office while this was happening?
I thought it would be funny if I could do it.
Oh, we love it. We would absolutely welcome it, the sound of you getting a vasectomy live on the radio.
That's the way we'll be laughing if something terribly wrong goes. Whoops.
You know, that's nervous laughter. Nervous laughter.
Whoops, there it is.
All right, I'm making a small incision right near the...
All right, well, hold on. We'll get you hooked up for Friday.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, think about it, though, sir. Think about it. Okay? What you got between your... What you have between your pretty between...
That's just kind of like me asking the guys what they're going to wear during the stream.
Yeah, that was impressive.
What you got between your pretty legs.
What you have between your legs is what separates you from the rest. Hold on a second.
All those pretty legs of yours.
Please. Pretty legs. Pretty legs. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. All right, let's go to Sean here in Wichita. Sean.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
how
Sean.
How are you guys?
How are your pretty legs doing today?
Yeah, they're fine. I went back for my second checkup, and everything's good.
Good.
I just wanted to tell you guys that you guys really helped out. Eased the nervousness.
With what?
The vasectomy.
You had one, too?
I had one Thursday. Wow.
Christ, guys.
It's one thing to get them. Why are all these guys so happy about it?
Do you understand that God gave you a machine gun between your legs?
Yeah, but I'm done using it.
Oh, you're never done using it.
You never know.
I can still use it, but...
No, you're never done using it. You ever get in a war with that thing, you won't kill anybody. You'd be firing blanks.
I've got my two kids. I'm done. I'm happy.
And whose idea was it?
This was mine.
But did your wife have anything to do with it?
No, not really.
Yeah, it was his idea. Like it was my idea not to get the plasma television.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. I gotcha. Okay.
So neither one of you guys are going to get one?
I can only speak for myself. Never.
No, I would never, absolutely never do that. No.
You just don't have the woman tie the tube.
No, right? I don't know whether I'd even go for that, but I mean, I just don't want to do it. I just do not want some guy down there cutting on me, going into my private parts so he can, you know, make sure that I'm... It's like neutering a dog.
It's not that bad.
I don't think my wife could get pregnant anymore. I think that we're past... My wife uses no form of birth control, and neither do I. We haven't had a kid.
You done, Dawn?
We haven't had a kid in 15 years. I don't think it's me, sir.
Oh.
Okay, to be honest with you, but I'm not getting a vasectomy either.
They're not that bad. And by the way, I will not send you my testicles because I still have them.
These guys, I swear to God.
I don't know why you're so proud.
They get so proud and so excited about it.
But tell you what, in about 3 months when I find out if I'm shooting blanks, that's when I will be proud.
You will be proud to be less than a man. That is amazing to me.
I know that listening to you during the procedure, it eased the nervousness.
I have a serious question.
What, did you get excited?
I have a serious question. When you have had a vasectomy,
uh-huh.
When you are going to then have sex with a woman,
yeah,
or when you are watching a porno or something, you're getting your jerk off, what comes out.
Oh, the same stuff.
Same stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, the same stuff.
But it's
swimmer.
Just not. It's like,
lacking.
It's like an O'Doul's, right? It's like a non-absolute. It's like a non-alcoholic beer.
Excellent analogy. Exactly that.
And who likes drinking non-alcoholic beer? I mean, what's the point?
That's the dumbest product ever. You know, it's bitter. It tastes bad. You know, you drink it because it's got booze.
What's the point? Who wants that with non-alcoholic beer? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hello. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
What is the big deal?
The big deal about vasectomies?
Yes.
Now, is this a woman's perspective we're going to get on this?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, the deal is that you, being women, can't have babies without us.
Right.
Right? So,
and vice versa.
No, but we have the most important part. There's no doubt about it. If you're sitting here guessing which part is more important, there's no doubt. Our part is more important than your part.
But a woman carries the baby, goes through labor and delivery.
Correct, but it doesn't get in the oven.
But it's not a big thing. Just a little snip, snip, and it's done.
If it's not a big thing, then you have it.
I've had a child. That's enough.
Have you had your man get a vasectomy?
No, not yet.
Are you going to make him get a vasectomy?
I'm not going to make him do anything.
Oh, right. Where's he now?
He's okay with it.
Is he in the trunk of your car right now?
No, he's okay.
Duct taped?
He's okay with it.
Listen.
I've given birth. What more do you want from me?
I don't want anything from you. I just want your man to have all of his parts. I don't want your man being cut on.
But he's not missing any of his parts.
And I'd
if it was like a dog, then I would understand.
I'd like to put my 2 cents in for the old Catholic method, too.
Oh,
you know,
where
you
kind of
just. I would just like to say, and the Kennedys are the prime example, you know, with 8,000 friggin' kids,
sure.
The Catholic method is not tried and true, Mike.
Yeah,
see
that's
how
true.
Far that's gone. It's not doing them very good right now.
The Catholic method is not very reliable.
Yeah, no, it's probably not reliable, but it's worked for me.
Not at all.
It's worked for you. You have two kids.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Two kids.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I could defend vasectomies. I've never had one, but I'm a big proponent of them.
Of course you are.
Listen, I'm amazed that whenever we get on the topic of vasectomy,
passionate issue, isn't it?
That we don't get more guys that agree with us. Are we the only guys that think that what we've got between our legs is the greatest thing on God's green earth?
Do you understand how a vasectomy is so much less of a risk to a man than a tube tied to a woman? That's a major procedure.
I don't care.
Well, there are other options. You know, it's not just women getting. We're not saying no vasectomy.
I mean, there's
hold it. Let me finish. I want to answer your question here. Hello.
No, we got nothing but pussies calling us today.
Yeah, I want to tell you something that, you know, we're not saying that only, you know, reverse the process. We're just arguing against vasectomies.
But do you understand, when you got your dog neutered, that's a completely different thing. But
No, it's not.
Yes, it's a completely different thing.
Same thing.
It's a libido. A human, it's just a matter of the sperm not being released. That's
You're gay, okay?
That's right. And we all know that when men get vasectomies, they don't go to a real doctor. They go to a vet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello
there.
Hi. I have a comment about vasectomies.
Yes.
They are very dangerous.
Right.
They've actually been tied to prostate cancer. Have you heard this before?
Yes. Well, you're correct, ma'am.
No, I'm serious.
No, I don't know. I don't know if you are or not. You're right. If you're for anti-vasectomies, then we're with you.
Right. No, I checked it out because I did have my tubes tied, and I would have much preferred to have my husband go through that. Than me go through what I went through, which wasn't all that bad, quite honestly. But
nobody wants to risk benign prosthetic apoplexy or whatever the heck.
Jingle boy
dysplasia.
All right, listen, we're not for vasectomies on this show. That's all.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
I don't like messing with Mother Nature under any circumstances. I mean, yeah, if you're going to save somebody's life, that's one thing. But when you get down there and you start working on the plumbing, just be careful.
Just leave it as is.
And there are options. You know, there are options made out of man-made materials.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, I'm calling in support of vasectomies. It's the ultimate power.
Wow. How is it power?
Imagine the power you have of turning off that spigot. I had the vasectomy.
The power of turning it off? Please. Imagine the power of turning it on.
You have the power of turning off the children. Just think. I am at the mercy now of her. She ever wants to have children. She's
Are you married?
To turn that baby off. Oh, very happily married.
Yeah, see, I mean, this is the woman's idea. You've been completely and thoroughly brainwashed.
You've been neutered.
She was hesitant. I was the one who wanted it.
Oh,
she was
please.
Hesitant.
You know, I will tell you, some of the guys I talked to that have had vasectomies
are so excited about it. They're so, they think it's so, I think it's like, it means they're so virile that they actually have to have surgery to stop their potency. It's, I
you
get
got
that
it.
Impression.
Got
I got news for
you.
Every guy is potent, okay?
Well, no,
have,
not every guy
I
is potent.
Mine on
well, all right, not Robbie. But every other guy in this room is potent.
What?
Super Bowl weekend was when I got mine, and it was the ultimate weekend.
Oh, no, you know what? That's blasphemy right there. A vasectomy on Super Bowl weekend? Oh, go to hell! Please, you should be having unprotected sex on Super Bowl weekend. Totally unprotected sex. And if you're ever going to have anal, that's the time to have it. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl weekend.
Super Bowl. That's a great sex weekend.
Oh,
hello, Don Mysho.
Hi. Am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
You guys said that the sperm is more important. That is not true. Women can have babies without the man.
Yeah, that's right.
We need the sperm, but we don't need the man.
You need the sperm. And who makes the sperm? The man makes the sperm.
And, hey, wait a minute.
That's it is stored in freezers. We don't need you guys.
Even when you make...
I was going to just say... I was just going to say something stupid.
What?
I was going to say, hey, but, you know, all you need to give is the egg, but the egg has to go into a woman.
But even if you want to make a sperm sickle and you want to put it in the refrigerator to freeze, you got to have a guy's sperm to make that.
Oh, how do you think half the guys around here make their living?
Right, but you know that you guys don't have the most important part.
Yes, we do. Listen, you can't make a baby without sperm.
But we can make it without the man. We're halfway there.
But the sperm that you use has to come from a man.
I understand that, but it's not the most important part.
No, sperm is the most refreshing. It's the most fantastic beverage on the planet.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know it. Sperm is magical. There's something magic about sperm.
Spermalicious.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know it.
Yes, I know.
You need it. You need sperm, don't you? All women
my
need sperm.
My fingernails grow.
Oh, all right. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
Wow.
There's no getting around it. It's the magic juice, and we make it.
This is turning into a battle of the sexes now here. Right? Mm-hmm. And, yes, but we is. Still get those guys going in. The guys, that, and I've always said this, the guys I have the problem with, the guys that I see occasionally on the golf course, is like, I got the snip, snip. Big, like, toothy, ear-to-ear grin. You know, I just don't get that.
Christ, I would never have it done, but if I ever had to,
mm-hmm.
the last thing
deep
I
dark
would,
secret, right?
The last thing I'd be doing is running around telling everybody.
That's what, hey, I've always been confused.
Guess what?
About.
I'm firing blanks, and guess what? It was my choice.
Maybe they're so insecure they just they figure they're going to get caught, so they want to tell everybody. Yeah, got it done right down there. Snip, snip.
Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah, I think you're missing a big reason for vasectomies. I mean, if Lou Tard's dad has got one, for instance, you might. Think about that and then change your whole perspective.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, brilliant observation.
I'll chew on that. Hello, Don. Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air.
No, I'm not.
Go ahead, doctor.
No. Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
Just wanted to say, first of all, I'm a loyal listener. I do remember you guys from way back in the WAVA days.
Right, in the day.
In the day. But, no, I was listening to you on the way home about the vasectomy thing. And I'm real young, and I'm totally against that.
Good for you, son.
There's no reason that a guy should do that. And not only that, a woman should be the one to do that if you're at all you're going to do it, because if you look at most of the birth weights, most women are already having C-sections anyway, so if they're already cut open, they might as well do it while they're in there if they're going to do it.
What a remarkably sensitive and thoughtful comment that was.
Thank you, sir. He's in the Don and Mike Army, much like the Kiss Army.
Absolutely. Well-educated young man. Hello. I guess I'm guessing pre-med.
Hello.
You guys suck.
And now the angry caller. Why, have you had a vasectomy? Oh, and he runs like the wind, right? Like the wind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to give some support to Don and Mike, because all these PW guys that are doing, all they're doing is what their wives tell them to do, man. About the vasectomy.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, thought Don and Mike?
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I think everybody's missing the whole point here. Women are eventually going to be sterile. You know, they've only got a couple years left. We're just kind of forcing the issue a little bit.
Finally, we're taking a section of sensitive calls.
There we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're
really,
talking
I mean,
to
look
the
at
real
Tony Randall. Guys can produce sperm all the way up until they're pushing up daisies.
That's right.
Women,
right.
You know, just forcing the issue.
Right, and you don't see Tony Randall knocking up a 75-year-old woman, do you?
Absolutely.
You see him knocking up his young 20-year-old bride.
Yeah, and they're just producing more Tony Randalls. And doesn't the world need a lot of those?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello
there. You're on the air.
You know what, really? It's refreshing for me to know that after I'm dead, there'll be some Tony Randalls running around.
Hello.
Yeah, I vote for a pull and pray method.
Yeah, that would be the aforementioned Catholic method. Pull and pray.
That is not foolproof, though, sir.
Yes, it is not.
Not foolproof. Hello, right. Don and Mike show. It's like playing Russian roulette with God.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is indeed.
And every once in a while, God looks down and just says, hey, look at this. Guess what I'm going to do?
Yep.
Boom!
And you know, and with that method, the odds are worse, the better it feels.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Look, the reason sperm is more important, how come there aren't any more egg banks? There are sperm banks, but no egg banks.
Right.
Thank you very much, doctor.
And I have to add something.
Thank you, farmer.
I work at a sperm bank.
You what?
I actually donate at a sperm bank, and I get paid $200 a load. They don't see any girls donating eggs for $200.
$200
a load? $200
a load. I wasted $400 today in my TV room now. I could be making an extra $1,000 a week. Jesus, I miss my calling.
Hello. Hey, I got two reasons.
You could be a superstar. You know, they'd actually look forward to you coming in.
Put me on the cover of Donor Monthly MVP.
Here he comes. Shh, quiet. Here he is. Yeah. Oh, he's fantastic. Can I have your autograph, please? Okay. Yes. Room 3A. Room 3A, Mr. G.
Hello.
He'll be out in 1 minute and 30 seconds. I guarantee.
Hello. That'll be $200. $200 for a load.
Honey, we're going out to dinner tonight.
Hello.
Hey, you've got two reasons for a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Dennis Murphy.
Oh, no. No, no. The world is a better place with Dennis Murphy.
Right. Big fan of Dennis Murphy.
Absolutely.
And his sexy laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call on this. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. Regarding that goober who said they don't pay women for it, they do pay women for their eggs. There are egg banks, and women get around $3,000 a shot.
Oh, touche. Oh, my goodness.
So put in a pool, get your suck, get your wife going, and put a new pool in or something.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Make me some eggs.
Oh, boy, $200 for us, $3,000 for them.
Oh,
my God.
Well, I could make $3,000 worth, though.
I bet you could make $3,000 in a week.
I could probably do it before the end of the day show, but put my mind to it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, you know, the worst part about a vasectomy is the test afterwards to make sure you're clean.
What do you mean?
Oh, you mean when they take some of your stuff and they find out you still got swimmers?
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
doctor, I had a pretty good method. For $100, he'd let the nurse spit it in the cup for me.
Oh, God.
Hi, this is Sir.
Oh, there's the joke.
All right, thank you. All right. Hello, Don and Mike. Really, last call.
How you doing, Don?
Hey, buddy.
How's it going, guys?
Great, thanks.
Hey, listen, about 10 years ago, I had a vasectomy after having two kids.
Yeah.
And then about 8 years later, my wife decided she wanted more children, so I had to have it undone.
Oh, yes, and we know that she stirs the drink, doesn't she, sir?
And let me tell you something.
When your wife wants something, you have to go back into the hospital, don't you? Yes,
well,
I had it 10 years ago,
about...
and then she decided she wanted to reverse it.
So I went back and had another operation. And?
And it's extremely painful, so any guys who are thinking about having a vasectomy, think long and hard, because if you ever decide you want kids again, it's not worth having it undone.
Right, okay, well, thank you.
Thinking about having a vasectomy.
He's all, listen to him, he's a mess.
Yeah, he had the radio turned up. You hear that at the end, and then a moment later it's going to be, honey, is that too loud for you?
Sorry, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like me to have the vasectomy done again after I had it undone because you wanted another kid? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go ahead and take a call from Rob, listening in Virginia. Hello, Rob.
How are you, gentlemen?
Fine. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I just wanted to relate what it was like. I'm 25 years old, and I was born and raised in New York City, and I went to New York City public school. And while attending public school, I was attending catechism to make my communion and then my confirmation. And the way I was raised was to ask questions and to explore different theories, if you will.
Sure.
And as I'm attending catechism, learning the theories behind creationism, when I personally believe that with creationism and through the evolution of however man may turn out, I believe that we're all going to become BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate so much what you've tried to share with us.
The Don and Mike Show. They are dirty. Wash them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I can give you an example. Monday night.
like it was a new Everybody Loves Raymond that I hadn't seen before.
Right.
I find myself still going back to the Larry Sanders Show that I've already seen before because there's just nothing funnier on TV than the Larry Sanders Show.
I tell you, that HBO, they do the right things. They save those good episodes and they keep running them, and they run them all the time.
Now, tonight I'm going to have some choices. Of course, the sweeps have started.
Right. Yes.
And although I don't like to admit it, I do watch Friends.
Yes.
They're no friends of mine, but, you know, I'm a moron like everybody. I'm a lemming. I watch the show.
Yeah, a lot of big guns are out tonight, though, on the various networks.
So you got the Phoebe Show.
Right.
The show's all about Phoebe tonight on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
You've also got Frasier with Woody Harrelson, who is an idiot.
Yeah, and I just don't have any interest in seeing Woody Harrelson on Frasier.
But that's getting a lot of hype.
Yes, right. It is.
However, Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Fox.
They're slaying them tonight.
Yep. Fox. Robbie Knievel, Building to Building, Death Jump Live.
Netless Daredevil Leap.
And then they follow that up with World's Most Shocking Moments Caught on Tape 2.
Shocking.
It just might be a Fox night for me.
Mm-hmm. It really is tough, and especially when they bring out a new variation of the animals attack, police chases, caught on tape. This is World's Most Shocking Moments. I like that. You know, they tell you exactly what it is.
Can be anything.
And the Robbie Knievel. You know, listen, I'm a sucker for this. I know that
right.
The odds are that he probably won't hit a wall and go splat.
Mm-hmm.
However...
And they even play around on those Daredevil shows with the live aspect.
It's like a 10-second delay that if he does hit a wall,
right.
They can go to an angle where you won't actually see his brain splatter all
right.
over the place. But the reason I might watch it is because his dad's got such a bad track record,
yeah.
It might be genetic... That maybe one of these times
right.
he's going to hit a wall.
But he is dusted. Hasn't he dusted his father's records?
Yes.
He jumped the fountains at Caesar's Palace mm-hmm. successfully. He has a lot of successful jumps, but this is one of those building-to-building jumps. I saw another guy do this where they have... The problem they have is they don't have the landing area when they get over and they make the jump, and so they usually put like a net up, and the net will
fantastic.
Stop him, but he might be in pieces by the time it stops.
Fantastic. And, you know, they got a whole hour for that. And
right.
you know that the actual jump itself will only take like 20 seconds.
You'll see that jump probably at 5 of 9.
So mm-hmm. I'm figuring that the whole hour before, they're going to fill up with other good stuff with
yeah,
guys
yeah,
like...
usually on tape. Daredevil's on tape.
Guys like trying to kill themselves and everything.
Like
so,
the guy. Have you seen the guy that goes off the ramp straight up into the air and then puts his car right down into a
oh,
bunch
yeah.
of other cars?
Oh, they've showed that a lot of times.
No, that's the guy. That's the guy I like. And it's like, he may be hurt. Well, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm not proud to say. That's where my dial will be tonight.
Courtroom brawls and animal attacks.
Perfect. That's on the when the animals attack show two or the scariest video show.
Shocking
two.
World's videos. Most shocking moments caught on tape two.
Shocking. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that my grandmother used to use Lysol as a
for what, honey?
For toenail fungus.
Lysol for toenail fungus.
Regular plain Lysol.
Okay. Did your grandma have toenail fungus?
Yes, she did. And the doctor said that the Lysol was working, and he didn't give her any medicine.
And it made it all go away?
It made it better.
It made it better?
Yeah, it made it better. She never had it anymore.
Yeah, but you walked around smelling like a bathroom for the rest of your life.
Well, get out of the bathtub after you, you know, wash your feet real good. Spray the Lysol on.
Are you calling us from work right now?
No, I'm in the car.
Oh, I thought I heard like a cash register or something there.
No, my battery's going dead on my phone.
Is it a car or a truck?
A car.
Or is it a wagon?
A covered wagon.
No, it's a car.
A big okay. open air truck.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
With slats on the side and all her furniture in it.
Hello, Don Light Show.
It might even be more fun because he's doing it 13 stories up. There's supposed to be 25 to 30 mile an hour winds tonight and rain.
Where's he doing that jump? Is that in Vegas?
Yeah, top of the between the two Polo Towers in Vegas.
Oh, Christ, we're on in Las Vegas. We should get somebody from our radio station to go cover that for us. Where are you calling from Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, tell me something. Do the people that live in Las Vegas, do they go to any of that crap? Do they go to the fights? Do they go to the Daredevil crapper? Or do you people not go to that? Is it mainly all out-of-towners?
We don't. I mean, I'm sure a certain number of people do, but I mean, the last time they had that jump on Fox, I mean, it was freezing cold here in town, and you know, you had to have your own antifreeze to go on out there and watch it.
And he's going to be doing it in the rain and the wind. It's rainy and windy out there now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Good. Hey, great.
Yeah, wow. I mean, this might be worth the real ratings points.
Well, yeah, you know,
thank you.
And they don't pull the plug. Those Daredevils, you know, they owe it to their fans.
Thank you. And he wears the same stupid outfit as his dad did, like that, the Captain America.
He doesn't have the physique his father had in his heyday either. You know, you notice that, Robbie?
He's kind of skinny.
A little puffy.
Yeah.
He's a little puffy, and he looks a little, you know, like a little belly on him.
If he doesn't pull this off, his dad can have another new liver.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, and if he crashes, maybe Walter Payton can have his liver.
That's true. That'd be nice.
That would be very, I think it'd be a nice gesture.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Dynamite?
Hey, what's up, brother?
All right, what's up? Hey, I just wanted to say, I just started listening to your radio show a little while ago, and I like it. It's a nice ride home, but also, it's definitely a Fox movie. It's going to kick ass tonight, every Thursday night. Hands down, they beat with videos.
Well, now listen, I'll tell you why you like Fox on Thursday night, because I read the story that was in the paper the other day and said the brothers, here's how brothers rate Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the ratings of the shows on TV, Friends for honkies, for crackers, it's like the number two rated show.
Yes, the white people gravitate to Friends.
For brothers, no lie, Friends is rated number 88.
I'll agree with that.
And you know what the number one rated black show is? The Steve Harvey Show. Now, when they do that on the white ratings, and they do have black and white ratings, it's number 127.
So you'll be watching Robbie Knievel's Jump. You won't be watching the Jamie Foxx Show?
No, not tonight.
Oh, is Jamie Foxx on tonight?
I
do channel flicking between both of them, but you know, you got to stay with Fox tonight.
Wayans Brothers, Jamie Foxx, Steve Harvey, all back-to-back. And then, of course, For Your Love.
What is that? Is that another black show? For Your Love, is that a black show?
I don't know.
Jamie Foxx?
No. For Your Love.
Oh, For Your Love?
Yeah, what's that?
Never seen it.
Never seen
no
it.
One, okay. No
never
one has.
Seen it.
All right. Well, listen, word to your mother. We're keeping it real. what the dealio?
It's fly, it's dope, and it's fat.
Which means...
It's all that.
Pretty hips and T-word.
T-word.
Mm-hmm. T-word.
You know, and when you look at NBC, seriously, you know, it's like the whites only network Friends, Jesse, Frasier, and Veronica's Closet, and then ER.
NBC is the lowest rated network among black Americans.
And CBS, I guess it's
CBS is
not
taking,
so much black or white, it's just more...
Taking the evening off.
Yeah, if you're on life support, you'll enjoy CBS, Diagnosis Murder, Turks, and 48 Hours. If you're in the nipple convalescent home, your dial will be set on CBS tonight.
ABC, I believe, also taking the evening off.
Vengeance Unlimited and NetForce.
Come on.
Yeah, forget about it. I think everybody's going to be watching Fox tonight.
Sure.
Really think so. With the Knievels.
Hi, this is Evil Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
I like that guy.
We had them on the show a while ago.
He looks like he parties, too. Hey, you know, when he gets done, he does.
If he didn't make the jump?
Hey, listen, that's why everybody watches.
Right.
The ratings would go sky high.
What do you think... Why do you think people go to NASCAR races? I tell you this, and I mean this from my ticker. People don't go to see stupid cars go around a racetrack at 200 miles an hour. They go on the off chance that one of those guys is going to run into a wall.
Just to say, I was there when that happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
that's
why we're watching tonight.
I recently went to a hockey game just to see the fight. And it wasn't no fight.
Oh. That's a ripoff.
It's like I was pissed.
Well, listen, don't worry. Your sport is back.
Exactly.
Yeah, NBA.
Mm-hmm. Right.
National Brothers Association. That'll be on Friday night they start.
I'd like to weigh in, though. I'd like to see more fights in the NBA. I really would. I enjoy basketball fights almost as much as hockey fights. Nothing can compare to a hockey fight. They're the greatest fights in the world. But as far as basketball, you know, when those guys really get going, I like to watch that.
A lot of times with basketball players, a lot of times... All right, goodbye. A lot of times with basketball players, they fight like girls.
Yeah, with a slap, slap, slap.
With a big arm.
Well, they got that incredible reach, and they can just come down and hit you right on top of the head. Right.
Yeah, it's like they're like big praying mantises, and they just got the hands going back and forth.
I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see one a game. That would be wonderful.
And they don't have as many pads as the hockey players, so there's more potential for injury.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey.
I figured you'd get Evel Knievel on the air. What, didn't he try to hit on the producer of your show a long time ago? I thought...
yeah, I think he did.
So I figured that would be some common history. He might try to... the son was there.
Haven't we had Evel Knievel on the show twice?
I know we had him, he and his son, the time we got the tape, and maybe we had him on a second time.
Did he try to hit on this girl?
If you say so.
I mean,
I really don't remember.
Yeah, I thought that was a topic of ribbing of this. I don't know if she was a producer or whatever, but...
do you remember that, Robbie?
Gave her grief for a long time.
Remember Evel Knievel hitting on somebody?
No, you know, Rob doesn't remember because actually Evel Knievel hit on Rob.
Him.
All right. That's what it was.
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going? Long time listener, originally from D.C. on the West Coast now. Somebody chimed in with their...
Thanks for the bio. Listen, what do you want?
Well, so I had to give you a story here. All right, somebody called in with their Lysol remedy. It reminded me of something that happened to me back in college many moons ago when I was a young, naive freshman. I had like an itching, an insatiable itching down in the nether region. So I was looking down
there. Hold on a second, please. Not that I'm not spellbound by your story. Hold on, please. But one of our sales guys, David Hainline, a.k.a. Dobie Gillis, just came by the window with a sign.
What was the sign that he held
I couldn't read because he wrote it in Dayglo.
And he is allowed to do that because we have known him for over a decade,
he came
but he's very obnoxious.
With a white piece of paper, and he wrote on it, Dayglo. Bring him in, Rob.
You want him?
Yeah, I want him.
Let's bring Dobie, David Hainline.
You know, it was yellow Dayglo ink,
right? So it didn't
which
show
doesn't
up.
Show up on a white piece of paper, and he was standing outside the window holding something up.
David Hainline, for new listeners,
requested a tape of it.
Yep, that's right. He was very excited by that.
Hey, Dobie.
Hi, it was Kim Boomer Anderson at WAVA.
Oh, she's the lady that Evel Knievel hit on.
Remember, he called
long
her,
time ago.
Time.
I am.
David. All right, well, next time use dark ink, David.
Sorry. Thanks. Okay. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
David Hainline. Pretty fly for a white guy.
There he goes.
All right. What was your story?
Well, basically, I looked down there in the nether regions. I saw... Now, you got to remember, I'm only like 18, real naive. I saw something crawling around. Kind of freaked me out.
What, crawling around on
your crotch?
In your crotch?
Yes. I didn't know what it was. Or there's like a bunch of them.
Oh, my, what, you have crabs?
Well, I didn't know what they were.
That's what it was.
Well, that's what it was. You got
to bear with me. So I went to the library, tried to research. I was too embarrassed to go to like a clinic like a normal person would. And I looked...
Like Rob did.
From all I could tell, they were essentially bugs. So I gave myself a haircut down there and attacked it with Raid.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. You shaved yourself and then sprayed Raid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
On your genitals, you sprayed Raid.
It worked.
It worked.
You haven't tried to father any children, have you?
Well, so far, nothing's fallen off.
And was
so.
There any burning or anything like that?
No, it was a cool, lovely sensation.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, all right, goodbye.
God,
the bugs dead.
Goodbye.
Oh, man.
Golly.
And all those crabs went, Ray!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
All those bugs that were down by his balls.
Wouldn't that be a fun cartoon?
Oh.
You know, like those cartoon commercials they have? See them all sitting there.
As I'm just thinking of like playing car.
Ray! Run for your lives! Run over near his butt!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hello.
Radio God.
Yeah, hi.
Called for an update.
An update on what? On what?
On Magic Christensen, I remember you guys was trying to get him a job. Did you guys actually ever get him a job?
Sorry, listen, is it too much to ask that you listen to every episode of our show?
I must have missed it, huh?
Is it too much to ask?
I listen every day.
No, you don't.
I'm at a point where I was not in the not in the shop or something. I just might have missed it.
Regular listeners know.
Oh, there you go. There's somebody else making a living.
Regular listeners know the happy ending that happened with the Magic Christian story.
Oh, well, some of us do have to work. Now, I mean, you know, it would be great.
Not the 4%.
That's right. And do what you guys do. It's just so great.
Now, listen, have you ever seriously considered joining the 4% that choose not to work in this country?
Well, I've done that before. I just decided
do it again.
That if I worked, I made a little more money.
Listen, just plan your work schedule.
I get to pay my bills. Guess what? I even get to buy a new car this year.
Listen, please, just plan your work schedule around this show.
Okay.
There's no reason you can't work 10, 12, 14 hours a day just planning around this show.
You got a night job or...
Yeah, that's it. See, I could work from in the morning. You know, you guys come on at noon here, so I could work till noon.
Right.
Then take off till you guys go off there at 4, and then I could just go back to work then, right?
Be a good opportunity for you to have two jobs, and you know, kill two birds with one stone. You have two new jobs, and you'd be able to listen to our show.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, goodbye.
See, I could go into work for myself, right?
Right. Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
A lot of our listeners choose to only work on weekends.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'd like to talk with Dynamite.
Even more of our listeners choose to live with Mom.
That's right, and not work that wonderful, lovely 4%.
Hello, Dynamite Show. We salute the 4% of Americans that don't work and listen to the show every day. Hello?
Yes, I was wondering if you heard the great phrase you got from another radio station a couple of days ago.
Sir, where are you calling from?
This is Greenville.
Greenville? Now, listen, frankly, these are disc jockeys that are looking to be mentioned on a national radio show. So, no, we turn the other cheek.
Now, speaking of Greenville, have you happened to see a woman driving along in a big truck with all her furniture in it?
No, not yet.
All right, you will.
Listen, if you do happen to come down with crabs this weekend, I recommend Raid.
Raid.
I think hot works best.
Okay. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Nope.
All right, hello, last call. You're on the air. Hello?
All right, this is the last call, really. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Dynamite.
Blind man from Bakersfield calling with an update.
Hey, blind guy.
Right about your subject, too. Some other doctor decided that was a specialty he wanted to get into, and it was all over the news last night that while the patient was down, he geeshed on her.
Oh, really?
Oh, my.
You mean a plastic surgeon that was working on the vagina?
No. Oh. I believe she was just in for an exam.
OBGYN or GYN, I guess.
And he geeshed on her.
Yeah, and he's in court now.
Really?
Losing his license to practice and the whole nine yards.
I appreciate all of our listeners, but you know why I really appreciate our blind listeners?
Mm-hmm. We've got nothing else to do.
No, well, listen to me. Well, yes, but...
I'm a part of the 4%.
To them. To them, to blind listeners... We are television stars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because to them,
right,
there's no difference between the radio and the TV, and it's probably easier for them to follow radio.
Oh, we're much more descriptive.
Than to follow TV. So to blind people, it's like, I'm Matt Perry.
Right.
And you're, you wouldn't want to be Schwimmer, buddy.
No, I'll...
You'd be the LeBlanc guy.
I'll be Joey. Mott LeBlanc.
Imagine that. So we appreciate the fact, as all people listening to the show, we appreciate it, especially blind people.
And I think when this guy calls in, I always like to, how are we doing? Are we painting the pictures for you? Are we creating it?
Great job, yeah.
Very good.
I just thought I'd warn Don that it's a good thing he's a DJ or he may be in court.
Oh, if I was an OBGYN, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, everything looks fine, and I think you should come again.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, one other question?
Yes, blind guy.
Whatever happened with Cheryl and Ricky that you set up before Christmas?
Cheryl and Ricky.
You know, the blind date for the Christmas party? She sounded pretty hot. I was just always curious.
Didn't they call us? I think they called us.
I don't know.
One of them called us.
I don't know. They might have come in. Isn't that the lady that brought us the CIA hats?
I think so, yes.
Right.
And she was...
didn't work
they
out
didn't like
well.
Each other.
We hooked her up with another date, I think.
Ah, gotcha.
See, I'm breaking the cardinal rule, though. I shouldn't tell you anything that happened. There I go again. Pitying the blind.
It was
goodbye.
On screen later.
Funny, he'd want to know about the blind date.
Okay. We have to do a break now.
Yes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's a funny kind of a thing, but you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good. Doc, thank you.
Mr. Meany, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something.
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to be getting in touch with you.
Don't.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Could we define fag? Because some feelings may come up.
I don't fag you, Doc. Got it?
Doc.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You're good, Doc. You're good.
The Don and Mike Show. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Please, if I get my wife on the phone.
Did you jet ski?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. All day Sunday.
50 miles an hour.
More than that.
On the water.
Fantastic. Just great. Had it out in the ocean. Not just in the bay.
Cool.
Out in the ocean.
That's fun.
Oh, that jet ski kicks ass. I have to tell you something.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
My sweetheart.
Hello. Love you, love you, love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too.
All right, here's what I wanted to bring up with my wife. I don't know when she's talking to her parents and I'm involved, I don't know when they're goofing me and when they're being serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, for, I think, part of this is true, and I find it morbid. My in-laws, my mother and father-in-law, mm-hmm. who I love, you know, more than I love my own regular parents, right? Right. Frankly, they are both consumed with death.
It's kind of normal at that.
And they are consumed with death to the point that on Sunday, we're over at my mother-in-law's house, and they are having a discussion about their tombstones.
Okay.
It's okay, so I'm listening to this. My mother-in-law proceeds to tell me that they've already picked out their tombstones, mm-hmm. that their tombstones are already in the ground where they are going to be buried.
That's normal, too.
And, I didn't know that, yep. and that they already have their names on them, and the year that they were born, they're just waiting to die mm-hmm. so that the guy can come up and chisel the year that they die.
Right.
Okay.
You know, don't you sometimes think that's a good idea?
Sometimes you have a family plot.
No. I understand that. We have a family plot. That, you know that
you have a family plot?
That whole thing grossed me out. Yes.
Do you have a spot?
Yes.
You
well,
do?
As long as he behaves.
Yes, there is a spot that has been reserved for me.
Really?
However, there's no freaking headstone there, or at least I didn't think so until my wife said that she had already bought headstones for us, tombstones. Oh. And I said, honey, this is morbid. First, I found it.
Okay.
Right, I found it morbid that my in-laws, you know, that like when they're going to go to the family reunion in a couple of weeks,
yeah,
big part of their day is driving to the funeral where they are going to sit by their tombstones where their names are already chiseled in, and the year
driving to the funeral, they're going to a or driving to the cemetery.
Driving, what did I say? To the
cemetery.
Well, going to the family reunion seems like going to a funeral, but no. When they go to the family reunion,
they're going
to
stop by the cemetery.
They're going to stop by the cemetery, and they're going to spend some time just hanging around their tombstones.
Excellent.
Where they already have their names chiseled in and everything.
I think you've just gone into unusual land.
Isn't that morbid?
All right, wait a minute. They're just going to check it out because these tombstones are not inexpensive and it's supposed to be installed by the time of the family reunion. So they'll see if it's installed properly and has the and it's been properly done.
Here's my point. Everybody's going to die sometime, including me. Even I realize that I'm not going to live forever. But I certainly don't want a tombstone advertising the fact that eventually I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to drive out to a cemetery somewhere and see a big piece of stone that's already got my name on it and the day that I was born. I don't want to see that.
Well,
Christ.
See, I was just teasing you. I haven't bought one for you because...
Ah.
Yeah, well, see, to tell you the truth, I want to give you a few more years and make sure this works out.
Now, have you guys actually locked in on the fact that you're going to be in a cemetery with all the other corpses?
Yes.
Because, see, in my family, we all of us, I mean, everybody that's died in my family, everybody's going to, we're all kind of the mindset right now that, you know, you just, that place I go to up in Maine, got a body of water out in front of it. That's where
be cremated.
That's where my father is. That's where my Aunt Mary is. And that's just kind of where, no fuss, no muss with the cemetery.
I'll tell you something that's morbid. There is a picture that my mother-in-law has of my wife.
My darling.
Hold on. It's a picture of my wife and my two sister-in-laws, and they are both sitting in a cemetery where they are going to be buried.
It's weird.
You don't think that's morbid?
That's that is morbid.
The whole family is fascinated with death. You know? And it's like, my father-in-law, for goodness sakes, you know, I turned and I said to him, Pop-Up, I don't want to hear about your tombstone being up. I don't want to hear about it.
And that's kind of creepy.
He just laughs at me and says, well, everybody's going to go sometime. You know, my time might be up real soon. And my mother-in-law goes, yeah, well, you never know. We could die any time. It's like, don't say this. You're tempting fate here.
Isn't that the weird? Because you're the most, of all of us, of our little family, you're the most daredevil-y. So, but you're the one who's afraid of death the most. I mean, we're just not afraid of it. My parents were just doing this as a smart thing to do.
And we're
cremated too, Mike, but with this family plot, it's just a place so that the people who are living can come and,
remember. And I agree with that. You know, sometimes I think about that, and I think that's cool. I mean, my father started this because he lost his mother at a young age, and every Sunday, all the kids in his family had to go to the cemetery where his father would, with little kids, fall on his knees and sob every single Sunday. Mm. So because of that, he became anti-cemetery, and so we never had, like, a family plot or anything like that.
I'm not not opposed to a family plot.
Well, I think it is cool for the living people to go see them. But I mean,
I'm not opposed to you know going to pay our respects. Because my you know my wife's brother passed away a couple of years ago. I'm not opposed certainly to going to the cemetery to pay respects to him.
Right.
What I'm saying though is, while I'm on this earth, and for goodness sakes, if my mother-in-law and father-in-law are on this earth, there should not be a tombstone that's already planted in the ground
right.
that has their names on it and the day that they were born just waiting for them to die so that they can chisel in the year.
You don't know what a big industry in the you, first of all, go through a cemetery and look at all the tombstones that have that dying date left blank. And then you don't know how many people screwed up because they lived into 2000 and they already even put the 19 there.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, I've had aunts and uncles who thought they were going to not make it into the next century when they bought this thing 30 years ago. And now they're having to rub out all the 19s on the
cemetery. You know what I got in this discussion with my mother-in-law, and it was a mistake because it's a futile conversation.
Right.
I said, what do you care? I said, when I'm dead, frankly, put a cinder block and write in magic marker my name and when I died. Because when I'm dead, I'm not really going to care if I have a fancy tombstone or what kind of writing is on there. And she said, no. You've got to worry about it now.
Right.
Because when you're dead, you can't worry about it.
I have one request for when I die, and this is a legitimate. I said this. I made this request to my wife the last time we were going to fly somewhere. I said, listen, if anything happens, I want a party. I want one party, and I want the ashes to be there, like in an urn, the way Monty Python did.
Mike, we would get the Banana Girls for your party.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, the Malibu
yes,
twins.
Absolutely.
At your house?
I figured.
Can it be at your house?
I was going to do it. Yeah, and Frida, for your
house. Yeah, it would be the one party that everybody's going to be able to invite to Mike's house.
It's actually going to be at my house, because I was going to do it. You know, if I was a real Irishman and I had an Irish bar that I hung out at, but since I really don't, we have to have it at the house.
Oh, good.
So you'll be happy about
but
that.
Listen, the point of this is, it is morbid, isn't it, to be alive on this earth?
I will tell you, I think it's morbid to have the pictures of the young children sitting on their gravesite.
Wait a minute. We weren't young. I took this picture.
Wait, I got news for you. You might not want to hear this. You are young. You are currently young.
This is a picture that's like 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, no. And the thing is, we've sat on our places that we're going to be buried because you have to remember to appreciate this life and to love the people that are here and to enjoy this life. Because that's where you will be spending eternity. So it's like a reminder that way.
That's gross. It's gross. Every time I see that picture, it flips me out.
That's strange. I don't think it's strange to have the date you were born and have, because that's actually a financial issue.
Do you understand, though, that it's not like they got the tombstone and it's waiting in a warehouse somewhere?
No, they do
the
that.
The tombstone though. Is already... If I'm driving out there...
That's not unusual.
I'm driving around, I say, wait a minute. Hey, that's my name on the tombstone.
They actually, they do that if you buy the tombstone. And
that's freaking weird.
Well, you know what it is? Is and Frida, you correct me if I'm wrong. In many cases, you might as well buy the tombstone in 1995 instead of the year 2000 because you're going to get a better break on the tombstone.
But even if you're going to buy it.
Yes.
Okay, let's say you think you're going to die someday, you're going to buy the tombstone.
Right.
Why the frig would you want them to put it in the cemetery with the name that you're using, you know, your name, and the day that you were born?
Right.
And the year. Why would you want that? Now, why don't they just say, hey, you know what? That's a nice tombstone. I'll take that one when I croak. Why bury it in the ground now?
I think, and I might have a little experience in this. I think the reason that they put the date on, because it is less expensive to engrave it in their granite shop or whatever they have it than it is to do it at the gravesite.
Okay.
So it's actually a financial issue.
Even if you got to do that,
yes.
Why do you then say to them, you know what would be a good idea? Don't keep that in the warehouse. Why don't you go right out to the big hole where I'm going to be buried and plant that tombstone in the ground?
Can't answer that question.
Like I'm already dead now.
They won't keep it at the warehouse. It has to go. Excuse me. It has to go to the cemetery.
Buzz is the oldest of us.
Yeah.
He fears death the most. That's why he choked up there.
Sneaking up on me there.
It has to go to the cemetery because there's no place else to keep it. And people buy it now, not only to save money.
It's gross.
But so it will be there when they die. In the case of my father-in-law, he went his place of interment went unmarked for a while because he didn't have a plaque done in advance.
It's gross.
And
like
that
I say, you know what you can do?
You
with
die
me?
Unexpected.
Take a McDonald's straw, take two McDonald's straws, and tie them together in a little cross, and just put them in the ground. That's fine. I don't want a tombstone with my name on it now, while I'm alive on God's green earth.
Do you know, I mean, you don't have a tombstone, but you do know that your plot is marked by 4 stones that say S for your initial.
Well, I did not know that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You
got the beginnings of a tomb.
Really? So there's... Oh, that's gross, honey.
Well,
I mean, I knew
have
that
to mark it so they don't bury somebody wrong there.
Is your tombstone up?
No. I'm not elderly, and if I die unexpectedly, I'll have to go unmarked for a while.
I would say that your gross, parents might be very relaxed, but when they go out there and they look at that and they see their name on it,
that's a big reminder that you're going to be dead very soon.
Yeah, the reality might shake them up a little bit.
No, I don't think so. These two are embracing death.
All of my dad's brothers and sisters are out in this very cemetery, and a lot of our family there, my brothers, those are all reminders, but it's okay.
No, it's weird, honey. It's weird to have your name up on a tombstone while you're still alive.
It's not weird. It's normal.
Yes, it is.
Especially if you're in your 70s. And then what they do is they get it the way that makes them happy now, and then we don't have to worry about it.
I will give your mom and dad that. They're very happy with the thought that they're going to die soon. They talk about it soon.
So don't say that. They will die as everybody will.
Does your mother talk about it all the time or not?
No.
Oh, yes?
No.
Okay, what's the first thing they do in the morning?
Brush your teeth.
No, come on. When they sit down, what's the first thing they do?
Say grace. I don't know. What are you talking about?
They read the obits.
Read the obits. That's every
obits.
Oh,
yeah, they do read that part of the paper.
Because
yeah,
you got
to
see, you know.
All the time. Yeah, they know.
You got to see people, especially if they've been in one area for a long time, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you don't think your mom
an old preacher that they had that was in the paper today. I mean, it's always somebody.
Honey, you don't think your mom's fixated, maybe not on death, but your mom's fixated on bad stuff. Doesn't your mom love, like, telling you every bad story? Would you just tell me that your mom was telling you about some little kid that got hit by a car or something?
Yes, but my mom tells me about people on jet ski that died and this kind of thing, but she's paranoid of death. She's always trying to warn me. So I won't become dead. I mean, she's the opposite of that. She wants to protect me, so she warns me about every disease and sickness and death that happens. So it doesn't happen to me.
We had a bet last night. We're sitting around watching, what's that cartoon that comes on after The Simpsons?
Family Guy?
No.
Futurama.
We're watching that show. The phone rings. It was my mother-in-law, who lives next door to us at the beach, calling for... conservatively the 10th time in one day.
Yeah, and you never call me. Go ahead.
I'm your husband.
Okay?
She's your mother. She's your mother.
I say this when you make fun of my mom, why I love you so is because you're like her, but go ahead.
Do I call you when I'm right next door?
You call me. Yes, you'll call me from our house when I'm next door at Grandma's. Yes.
All right, maybe I have. The phone rings, and as soon as it rings, I said to Frida, it's your mom, and of course it was.
And you know, at Grandma's house, when the phone rings, they say, it's your husband, and of course it always is.
So
go ahead.
So my wife goes, yes, he's here. Hold on a minute. She hangs the phone. Frida said, Mom's coming over to show you something. So we had a bet. I said, okay, it's either a story about someone who's died on a jet ski,
oh, God,
or someone who's died from cigar smoking. Right? It's got to be someone who's died about something that I like.
Right.
Or something like about an awful disc jockey that's gone crazy and has raped a group of Girl Scouts or something. Because generally, those are the type of stories that my mother-in-law, she'll bring over. She reads all the newspapers. Right. She'll bring me, like, look at this. Do you know this jockey? He went crazy recently. But we were both surprised last night that she came over with a cereal box.
Oh.
That had TV trivia questions on it.
And it was just an innocent little thing she wanted
to
show.
That's
wow.
That's right.
She loves you. That's why.
No, I love her, too. I just wish she wasn't so fascinated with death, man. The tombstone thing freaks me out.
You are paranoid. That's they think you're paranoid with death. I was telling Mom and Dad, I said, right after that conversation, I saw my husband run home and make notes so he could talk about it on the radio, and they got a big laugh out of that. They think you're paranoid.
It's gross.
Okay.
All right. That's all I wanted. Oh, and listen, one last thing. When we were on the beach.
What?
Hey, when we were on the beach on Saturday.
Yes.
How close did that one couple come to actually having sex on the beach?
And worse is when you usually see that they're like 20-year-old kids, and you can tolerate looking at beautiful people having sex.
Oh, gross. They were gross.
They were two fat people.
Oh,
they
gross.
Were two fat people.
I mean, he was rolling on top of her.
Oh, gross.
It was 100 degrees.
Frida said to me, turn around and take a look at these people behind you. And they turn around, and he is virtually it was like they were having sex with their bathing suits on. He's laying on top of her, and his butt is going back and forth like this, and they're kissing like this.
Like, get a room.
There's little kids running around and stuff.
Yeah.
Just gross.
Only grossest thing I ever saw at the beach was somebody, a lady with this big guy with a terrible acne condition, and she was squeezing his zits. Yeah, that was up in Rhode Island. I saw that one time. Sitting there just very casually working from zit to zit, squeezing him on his back.
It was also, honey, did you see that there was a girl, pretty good looking girl, and I'll say a pretty good looking guy.
Right.
Okay, like in their mid 20s. They both looked like they work out, they had good tans. He was laying on his back, and she was putting the lotion on his back and on his back on the back of his legs. And every once in a while, she would just pull his swim trunks down, and you see his big white ass cheeks. And she would do it like for 10 seconds at a try, where she would just pull it down and then kind of look around to see if anybody was looking.
Just checking out his butt?
I don't know. And he was real proud. He just had a big smile on his head. Yeah. That's my tight ass. Welcome to Ocean City.
That's when you like to have those mirror sunglasses.
There should be no touching when it's 100 degrees on the beach anyway.
I agree.
All right. Goodbye, boo-boo.
Love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Love you.
I love you forever in this life and the next.
I love you in the next life, too.
Okay, and we will be together forever.
I believe that.
I'll show you the granite that'll prove it.
All right, the granite tombstone.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. It's effing weird, man. it's just morbid.
Well, every person, I believe, over the age of 70
it's true.
Talks about death all the time. Well, my mom my mom with my father gone now, I mean, that's all, you know.
I don't doubt they talk about it, and they're kind of stuck on it. Okay. But the whole thing about, let's go out to the cemetery to look at our tombstones that are already in the ground.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
I predict, please let us know what the deal is with that, because I predict when that happens, I don't care who you are, how comfortable you are with the notion, how, you know, secure you are in the fact that you're going
to
die.
They've been out there to see them before. They're just talking about it at the family reunion. This is their annual trip.
Oh, okay.
To see their tombstones.
So they're in the ground with the names on them already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've seen them there?
Yeah.
And they're unfazed by it?
Oh, they're happy about it.
I can't figure old
they're
people
They're happy
up.
About it.
I cannot figure old people
I don't
up.
Either. We will be back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vegas was a place where millions of suckers flew in every year on their own nickel and left behind about $1 billion. But at night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas. But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
And a lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes. Except you gotta do it right. I mean, you gotta have the hole already dug before you show up with a package in the truck. Otherwise, you're talking about half hour, 45 minutes to dig it. And who knows who's gonna be coming along in that time. Before you know it, you gotta dig a few more holes. You could be there all f***ing night.
The Don and Mike Show.
Chestnuts roasting on an open.
Creating their legacy. Don and Mike.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don. I tell you, that's absolutely sick about the cemetery plots. See, I've got a brother that sells the plots.
Yeah.
And it's sick. I mean, he actually reads the obituaries, and it's like, it's sick. I don't see how anyone can put their name on a plot and then put it in the ground.
I agree, man.
And actually be waiting for it.
Talk to my in-laws.
I must speak for the Frieda family here and say that, you know, it is part of life. Death is part of life, and you do have to plan for it. And the more you plan for it...
Yes, you can plan for it.
Well, let me finish. Let me just finish. Hold on.
Why would you want your name on the thing?
Let me
have it in the ground.
I just want to say, the more you plan for it while you're alive, the less the people have to hassle with it after you die.
Okay, but you know my answer to that? What do you care? Because you're going to be dead.
It's polite. It's a polite thing to do.
I don't care.
When I'm dead, frankly,
what they do with it?
When I'm dead, I don't care about being polite.
But you care about your wife and you care about your son.
Well,
when,
yeah.
When you're gone, you would still like your son to have an easier go of it because he would be grief-stricken at losing his father.
I guarantee you, when it is my time to go in, when my son is grief-stricken,
right.
He will simply have to go through the exercise of buying the tombstone and putting my name on it because I'm not doing it.
Deduction. What you ought to be is cremated and just have your ashes scattered somewhere. That's even easier. Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the thought of being buried, though.
You do? You see, yeah. That's the way people line up on both sides of that tombstone, too.
Hello, Don, Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Mike and Dan. Don.
Hi, Faye.
Hello,
How
Faye.
How you doing? I have a good one for you.
Faye, do you and...
About a cemetery.
Do you and Seymour have your plots up? I mean, do you have your names in the tombstones?
No, we're going to be buried by the army.
Oh, okay, you get the army burial.
I'm going to tell you, I went to the mountains on 4th of July. We had a comedian, and he said that when he goes to the cemetery, he's upset seeing all those stones. When he dies, you should put his head out, and they'll all know where he is.
Put his head out of the ground?
Right.
Well, what about when he turns into a skull?
He won't turn, he says, not him.
Oh, not him. All right.
Great
that
comedian.
Good Catskills comedian, Faye?
It wasn't Noodles Levinstein, was it?
You know, in our religion, we don't put a stone up until a year later, and within the year we find a place where we can have a stone made and put our date on it, and we have the unveiling a year later.
And you also have the tradition of the rocks, that you put the rocks on the stone, right?
No, they don't have. Yeah, we do. When we go visit, we do.
You put a rock there.
I know a lot of you people probably think we're talking to Marge Schott from the Cincinnati Reds, but in fact,
when we come to visit.
Faye Weber,
yes.
Longtime listener of ours, right.
I love you.
Love you,
we
Faye.
Love you, Faye.
Love you, Faye.
Yes, I do.
Have a wonderful day, Faye.
You too. And okay. You guys have a good day, a good year, whatever you want to call it.
Thank you,
thank
Faye.
You very thank much. You.
Love okay. to see you more.
Okay. God
bye
bless
bye.
You, Faye.
Bye, Boobie.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's our Boobie. Faye Weber.
Faye Weber.
Very sweet. Faye Weber. Faye would fall into that category of plus 70 group.
And you got to know, that obituary, that's the first thing she and Seymour read every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Nice. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi there.
Well, I just wanted to call.
Hi there.
We run the gamut on this show, don't we?
We sure do, Mike.
We really, really do.
From the womb to the tomb.
There is nothing left uncovered.
Hello there.
And that's the best part.
That's the best part.
I'll right on. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and let you know what happened to my dad. You know, going on with the tombstone idea.
Yeah.
I know it freaks you out, but when my dad's parents died, the father went first, so they went and bought the tombstone, had the whole thing carved in to save money, had his wife, my dad's mother, done at the same time. The name, the date, the whole nine yards. It always sort of oogled me out when I saw it, but in defense of what Mike and Frieda were talking about, when they got to the cemetery to see it installed, they had chiseled it up wrong. So that...
Chiseled it up wrong, Mike. You know, your southern speak sometimes gets chiseled up. You mean the engraving was not done properly?
Yes, the engraving was done incorrectly.
And how did they screw that up?
They had where the dad's information should have been was on the empty side of the grave, and where the woman's information should have been was over the dad.
Did you get them to chisel it up right?
We chiseled it up right, yeah.
Come on, chisel it. Come on, chisel it good.
Is there a chance you get out to the cemetery and chisel this up right?
Hello, Don and Mike. And that's what I picture. You know when Fred Flintstone would read his newspaper in the morning, and when they would show the guy at the Bedrock Daily newspaper, he would have a big piece of metal and a hammer.
Right.
And he would hammer out the headlines.
I think that's the way they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do it that way. They have stencils and they actually just chip it out, right? Isn't that the way they do it?
Actually, on the Flintstones, I guess it wouldn't be a chisel. I guess it would be an animal. It would be like a bird with a long beak.
Right.
Because when the guy was chiseling out the headlines, at one point the bird would look at the camera and go, "This job sucks."
Yeah, a little hardier bird than the one they used for the record player.
Yeah, right. Who also talked, though.
That's right, yeah. But the one with the record player had a thinner neck than the one they used at the, you know, you engrave the newspapers.
And not to be confused with the hairy elephant that Wilma used to use to wash her dishes. It wasn't an elephant, but it had a big, long trunk like an elephant.
Right.
And it
was a woolly mammoth.
Yes. And the big, long hose part would come through the window, and she'd go, "More water, please." And then he'd go like, "I hate being here while she washes the dishes."
And didn't they have a pig for the garbage disposal, too?
In the movie they did.
Yeah, the movie.
In the Flintstones movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hello.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Hey, I love the show, man. You guys are great.
Right, thank you.
Listen, I work at a cemetery down here in Fredericksburg.
Ah.
80% of the things that families need to do are done in advance. I mean, that's 80% of the business. You don't have to put your stone out there. You can register it with a quorum, freeze the cost. Mike's right. It's an unselfish and caring thing to do to relieve Frida and Bart. So that they don't.
Well, listen. Well, excuse me.
I love it when I sound like a good guy.
I guess that Mike should just be in charge of the whole world. Then.
Would you like me to take over the arrangements for you? I'll make all the arrangements for you.
That's right. That's right.
You can just make a note of it in your will. And incidentally, Mike will take care of it. We'll get it chiseled up right. Comforting your family.
Yeah, you do it today and save thousands of dollars doing
listen,
it.
Listen, who cares about saving my... When I'm dead, I frankly don't care about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But your loved ones will.
He's got the whole thing down.
Oh, listen, you are morbid. You work for a cemetery. You're around the smell of death all the day.
If you saw the people walk in here after they just lost their husband and stuff,
oh, please.
They're absolutely exhausted.
Oh, please. Well, listen, I'm not getting a tombstone before I die. I'm not.
But you did register it, you know.
I'm not.
I know you're not now.
Your
heels are dug in now.
I'm not. I wasn't going to before we had this discussion.
Frida's probably already gotten it for you.
You know, I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that, but I won't buy it with my knowledge.
You know, I always ask this question for people in unusual lines of work. What is the grossest or weirdest thing that has ever happened to you in the cemetery business?
Well, they were doing a transfer.
Bingo.
From a mausoleum to another mausoleum, and the bottom of the casket fell out.
Oh,
see, that's why you always ask that question.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
So like, how
3 years?
How decomposed was the body?
Oh, it looked pretty good.
Really?
But you know, your body's 80% water, so it sounded like a sack of wet.
God. Hey, thank you, my friend.
Love you, baby.
I love you. Not buying a tombstone, though. I'm sorry.
I think I got about 80% going with that question. You usually get something really good.
Oh, yeah. And even if my wife does buy the tombstone, it will not be in the ground with my name on it before I die. That I promise.
Where will you keep it? In your garage? In the garage, right in front of the car. Maybe you could arrange it like you could put it right where your car goes into the garage every night, you know?
Frankly, I don't want to see it.
This place reserved for Donnie.
I don't want to see it. And I'll say this, too. Plastic is fine with me.
A plastic...
Why spend all the money on the
like
granite?
Outdoor furniture.
Yes. You know, go to Price Club or Walmart, get me a nice, inexpensive plastic casket.
Who made the rule that you have to use granite?
And I mean that for my casket also. That's another big ripoff. There's no need to get this cherry wood $20,000 box that my decaying body is going to be in.
Well, you know, I hate the fact that I'm saying this. Do you know if you're cremated, you can not use the permanent casket.
Right.
You can actually use a casket for the viewing and also the funeral. And then when it comes time to cremate you, you don't use the you're in a cardboard box.
Like, you know, like that's fine. You know what? Put me in the laundry hamper. Frankly, I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that point, I'm dead. Why waste $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on a fancy box that you're going to bury 6 feet in the ground?
So you want the cheap model?
Hell, put me in a hefty trash bag. Really? It will make no difference to me, I swear to God.
Even if you could have anyone, you know, and you wouldn't have to pay for it, is there any particular one you'd like? Wouldn't you like the real nice deluxe one?
No, I wouldn't, Mike.
Really?
No, I wouldn't.
Rob wants his made completely out of brass, and he wants to be buried like holding a piece of cake.
Hello.
Like Frank Gorshin. In his brass room.
Yeah, maybe that would be the one headstone that I would let Frida get me. A nice big Batman headstone.
Yeah. You could do it any way you want it.
Oh, imagine that.
You know, really, when you think, if you think in terms of this, now hear me out here. If you think in terms of what you leave behind, and the fact that if you've had a good family life and your son loves you and he's going to have kids and stuff, and occasionally, you know, even down through the ages, great, 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 if you know the family history and stuff, they want to come back and say they want, this is where your great, great grandfather is buried, and they get there.
Here's my Batman head.
You just leave a mark. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, hey, wouldn't you like to have one that stands out among all the rest?
No, I really wouldn't. Really? Although I wouldn't mind being buried. If you were going to bury me in something, bury me like in a Batmobile casket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know how you can go like to IKEA and get like bunk beds for kids that look like the Batman car?
Right. Why not?
Bury me in a Batman car. That would make me
happy. I
bet
there are people that could do it for you. You could do that.
I'm sure that that's cheaper than going to one of these grave robbers, one of these funeral homes where they just they can't wait for you to come there, and they know that you're in your moment of peril, and they sock it to you.
Oh, they screw you. I mean, they really do. I mean, it's that business. I mean, they charge a fortune for a casket. And you know, but once again, though, probably have to take care of that before you're dead. You're dead. To get the Batman casket the way you really wanted it, right. You probably have to do it yourself.
Can't do that, Mike.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Well, then, you know, make a little plastic car.
Hello, is this Eddie from Detroit?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's your number one fan over here in Detroit.
Right, hi.
Hey, I got a good story for you.
You might be buried in the movie Batman car.
I'd rather be buried in the TV Batman,
you
Batman car.
See, I know that. That's why you leave it to me. I'll make sure it's the TV one.
Okay, I'll call my lawyer after the show and have him rewrite the will.
Thank you. Okay, then consider when you pass on, consider that your burial will be atomic batteries to speed.
Atomic batteries to power.
Oh, see.
Power to speed.
I'll study up on it.
Ready to move out.
Okay.
Gotham City, 13 miles. And buckle the seatbelts always.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Turbines to speed.
Ready to move out.
Was a ripoff about Batman.
Right.
When he would leave the Batcave with Robin,
right?
You knew that they just took film of the Batmobile driving out of the Batcave,
mm-hmm.
and they played it back,
right.
Like at fast forward. The car wasn't really going that fast.
No, it's just a television show.
I know it, Mike.
I know it.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, my grandma, you know, she passed away 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But she had the whole thing set up where she was going to get her name put on the, you know, tombstone before she died. So what they did is when she ordered her tombstone, when they engraved it, they must have got the wrong information. They thought she already had passed away the date she ordered it. So what they did is they put her date of birth and her date of death. So when you go to look at it before they put it in the ground, she got so freaked out by this that she totally threw away the whole tombstone idea and got buried with just a cross. By seeing her name on a tombstone, just totally wigged her out, and she gave up the whole tombstone idea altogether. And we buried her with just a white cross above her burial site.
All right, very nice.
Thanks for calling. Very nice story, too.
Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this, Mike said a while ago about the chiseling the names in the stone.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they do that.
They, I'm from Elberton, and that's what we do here.
Oh, you chisel tombstones?
Yeah, well, we make them. We manufacture them.
How do you do it?
Tombstones.
Really? So your town, all the money in the town, basically a product of death.
Granite capital of the world. That's what we do.
The mistress of death.
Yeah.
All right. So, how do you do it? Can you walk us through it, Angel of Darkness?
Let's see. You do use stencil. You put stencil for everything's pretty much with a computer. You cut it out on a piece of stencil, which is rubber-like.
See, I was just guessing. That's why I do well on Jeopardy.
Okay. And, you put the name, the letters and all on there, and they sandblast it in with sand.
They sandblast it in. Oh, so there's not a real guy going, clink, 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 chiseling your name in.
No, they don't do that anymore.
Oh, so I was wrong about that, actually.
See?
Yeah, glad that wasn't the Daily Double.
The audio Daily Double. You know what I kick ass at? Have you ever watched Rock and Roll Jeopardy on VH1?
No, I have not. Is that good?
Oh,
I bet you'd slay that.
I'm
sure.
So killer on that show. I swear to God.
Could you go on that show?
I bet I could. I watched it the other night with Frida. She was totally not impressed by the fact that I was like, what's that movie where the guy has, in Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day, where he's actually seen it so many times he memorized it.
Bill Murray is sitting there with a big giant bottle of Jack Daniels,
right.
And as the questions are coming up, he's going like, Nile River, before they even announce what the question is. I was doing this on this Rock and Roll Jeopardy, like getting 20 questions in a row correct. Frida totally not impressed with that.
Years and years of being a disc jockey, that's a piece of cake for you.
Yeah, that's a great show for idiots.
Is it a good host? Is it a decent host?
No. The show is for morons.
Really?
Really. Hello?
Hi.
Which I guess is why I loved it so much. Hello there.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I just want to say I love your show. I just want to tell you something more that my family does. On my mother's side of the family, they take pictures of the dead people at the wake to keep in their family album.
Ooh, that is weird.
You mean like when they're in the? You mean when they're in the casket and stuff?
Yeah. Oh,
I can't imagine who would want that.
I was looking through some family albums, and I came across dead people, and I couldn't believe that they take pictures of that. I think
I think they used to do that. I think that's an old tradition, probably.
Wow. Yeah, my mother's side of the family is from Puerto Rico.
Unless they'd say.
Death and funerals for 20. That's an old West tradition.
Don Light Show.
Hey, I got a story about a funeral parlor calling up and trying to solicit, you know, business.
Oh, I don't doubt they do. You know, when we were down in Ocean City this week, they have goddamn billboards now.
Yes.
Funeral parlors are big billboards.
As society is aging, you're going to see more and more of them.
Big flashy billboards, like, you know, are you going to die soon? Call, you know, yep. Call Burbank Funerals,
or whatever the name is. You're going to see more and more of that as society gets older. And you're right. Going to see a lot more bathrooms on golf courses.
Well, they actually called my brother. And yeah. He kept saying no. You know, I don't want to know. And finally they said, you know, well, do you know that you're going to die and do you have plans? And he said, yeah, I already have plans. So they asked, well, can we ask what it is?
God.
And he said,
That'd be a good job for Lewis, incidentally.
Yeah.
You know you're going to die sometime.
It's a fact of life. If I'm offending you, I apologize, but this is really a great financial opportunity.
Do you have plans? Would you mind? May I ask what those plans are?
Listen, if you don't want to talk about it over the phone, I could fly into your bedroom tonight and we can talk about it.
Don and Mike! Jerry! Okay, you got to hurry. What's the end of the story?
Well, my brother told him, yeah, my parents are going to stick a bone up my butt and let the dog drag me out in the backyard and bury me.
Okay, goodbye. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
I don't know about you, but I had just a wonderful Father's Day yesterday.
Yes, so did I.
Got to be a real daddy's day because we did everything I want. First thing we did, get up on Sunday morning. I said to my wife, you know how I really want to celebrate Father's Day? Let's not go to church today.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, we can't do that. I said, it's Father's Day. It's Father's Day. That's how I want to celebrate Father's Day, by not going to church.
Right.
I said, you know what I want to do? I want to go to the new Travolta movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the movie at like 10:45 yesterday morning.
General's Daughter.
Sucks. Mm. It's awful. John Travolta's good, but that Andy McDowell, whatever
you hate her
name is,
anyway.
Oh. And you know what? Now that I think about it, it might not even be Andy McDowell. It might be a woman that kind of looks like her. Her name is something like Anna Maria Alberghetti or something like that.
Anna.
I don't know what the lady... Who's the lady, Buzz, that co-stars in...
Alberghetti. I remember Good Seasons.
Good Seasons. Who's the lady that co-stars in the General's Daughter?
I'm going to go find out right now. Is it Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio?
I don't know.
She's the one that was in Scarface, played the sister of Antonio Montana.
I don't remember. All I know is that the movie's like 2.5 hours long, and the whole time we're sitting there in the movie, Freddie keeps leaning over and going... This is good. So is John Travolta our God now? Is that what we're doing now? We don't go to church now so we can go to a John Travolta movie on Sunday morning? I'm like, honey, please, it's Father's Day.
It's the movie you wanted to go see.
Right, so we had a great day, spent the day with my son. You know, we did all the stuff we loved doing. We played ball, we played cards, we played video games,
right,
and everything. And then at the very end of the day, my wife said something to me that I must bring up now. My wife is a big runner,
mm-hmm.
You know. I like running too, but I like running outside.
Right.
I like running inside. My wife likes running outside.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And here's the reason I don't like running outside. You see that? On Friday?
I saw that on the plane. Mm. I didn't want to say anything on the plane, but I saw your, like, scratched up hands where you decided to, because you were feeling ill and you were exhausted, that the best thing to do would be to take a run,
right.
And you fell.
I thought, you know what? I will go running.
Right.
Because maybe that will, you know, get all this cold out of my system and stuff.
Sure.
So I went out on that, out on the highway, much like Stephen King.
Right. No minivans, fortunately, were near you.
In front of our hotel, and I went running. I was so tired.
Right.
I was just running and not even looking where I was going.
Just like when you ran that race one time and you kept your eyes closed.
Yeah, that's right. And I tripped, and I fell down on this pavement, and I mean... My hands are totally scraped up. My knees are scraped up. I'm covered with blood.
Worst thing that could happen to you on a treadmill is you might get thrown off the damn thing. I mean, that's it. But when you're running outside, you never know what's going to happen.
And that's why I like running on the treadmill. But my wife is a big advocate of running outside. So she's out for a run yesterday with one of our neighbors. And she came back and she said to me, when we were out running today, we went past a tree that smelled just like semen. It's the semen tree.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of those trees.
Yes. Well, first off, and excuse me, homos, How do you know what semen smells like? I didn't know that semen had a smell to it.
You were so innocent. You are like a small child sometimes with your lack of knowledge of things.
Okay, what does men's semen smell like?
That tree.
That's right.
I remember saying that. I remember saying that. No, I've smelled both the tree. I know the tree. I've talked about that before.
Marcia and I noticed the smell in our backyard last week.
I don't know what kind of tree it is, but I mean it really.
How do you
does.
Guys know what semen smells like?
I've smelled my own.
Oh,
I don't. I've smelled it without doing that. You know, you can smell it. It has
really?
A distinct odor.
Mine doesn't.
Oh, yes, it does. All of it does. It all does.
Mine doesn't smell.
It all does.
Your call is informed. An automatic
She's
voice
not there. Where are you, honey? Hello.
Source.
Hello.
Is not available.
Where are you?
Please record your message.
Okay.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Honey.
Choose a short message to be displayed on the cellular phone of the person you are calling. Press 6 now.
Well, we just want to leave her a message. Honey, where are you? I want to talk about the semen tree. What does my semen smell like? Did the tree smell like my semen?
It all smells the same, I think.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either for sure.
I don't
sure.
think mine smells.
I wouldn't know either for sure.
Thank you, honey.
God,
love you.
Here I go into my defensive crouch again.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Fantastic.
To erase message erased. At the tone, please re-record your message.
What did I do?
At the end of your message, press 1.
Honey, listen, what does my semen smell like? And did it smell like that tree? And how do you know what semen smells like, since I'm pretty sure mine doesn't smell?
It does.
Please call me. Love you. Love you.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. Message review.
Honey, listen, what does my semen smell like? And did it smell like that tree? And how do you know what semen smells like? Since I'm pretty sure mine doesn't smell.
Right.
It does. Please call me. Love you. Love you.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Urgency.
Send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Very urgent.
You know, sometimes I think you practice your sexual activity. You're like one of those cultures that cuts the hole in the sheet between the man and the woman, or
no.
You know, like
no, but come on, what do? I mean, generally,
I can act well when it is not.
Generally, my sperm goes somewhere.
Well, and I will tell you that sometimes mine does, sometimes it does not.
Really?
Yes. Yes. And when it does not...
I mean, even when I'm watching porno and stuff, mm-hmm. I have never noticed a particular odor.
Well, rarely do I, but I have at times. I know I have enough to know that that tree is what it smells like.
What do you like mm-hmm. him? Did you see what he did? That he went like this, like an animal would do? If you got it in your hand, you go...
I think at one time or another, I probably... Out of curiosity.
Oh, you guys.
You are just, what are you, afraid of it?
No, it's unnatural.
It is not unnatural.
It's unnatural.
I don't think I've ever actually done that, but I think that I have smelled it many times.
All right, then, Buzz, let me ask you, since you did the visual of having it in your hand and bringing it up to your nose, right. Why would you smell your own semen?
Curiosity. Why do you look at a handkerchief after you blow your nose? Or why do you look in the toilet after you've gone number two?
Well, no. I don't look, Buzz.
Okay, some people do.
Anything I
don't look. So you're basically maintaining anything that comes out of your body.
Right.
You don't want to have anything to do
with it. I'm not like you guys. I don't pull out the toilet paper after I'm done with it, examine it and stuff.
Right.
It's like, it's done. Goodbye. Get out of my body.
Okay. All
don't
right.
want to
so
see
it's,
it.
It's the same thing with that, but I will tell you that there is a tree and...
I know there is.
And much like the toilet paper issue, I believe that Mr. Burbank and myself will be in the overwhelming majority of people who know that it has an odor.
Robbie, you ever smell your own? You ever smell it?
No, but I know what it smells like. I agree
with
that.
You know what it smells like?
Huh.
You guys.
We are not unusual.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not.
It's not unusual to smell your own semen.
I noticed it here after it rains, that this tree or fungus or whatever it is that emits that odor after a rain here, and I've lived all over the country. This is the only part of the country where I've smelled the semen tree.
I was actually years and years ago... with a large group of people coming out of a party one time, and it was a similar thing, like rain had fallen, and that was a big joke. Can you smell that tree? And everybody was, men and women, were joking in this group that this tree had that particular odor.
Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you people?
There's nothing at all wrong with
us. Nobody is fonder of their semen than I am. I got great semen. It's 100 proof, man. It's fantastic.
Well, it might never not be 100 proof if you can't smell anything.
Never smelled it. Never. Hello, Donna Munch. And where's my wife now? I want to talk to her about this tree. Because I want to know the conversation between her and our neighbor when they're running. All of a sudden.
So say that it would be much easier for certain women to identify that than it would be for guys.
Right, but all you guys could identify it right away.
Sure. I mean, everybody knows what it smells like.
Not me. I not swear
you.
To God.
You're the only man in America that doesn't
right, know. The only man in America that knows what his semen smells like. Right. That island. I claim this island for me. I put my flag down. Hello?
It's not a tree. It's a shrubbery or a bush. And I, me and my friends, we call it the muck bush.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's a... Come on now. You know, we were saying it genteelly before, but that's also the name I have heard.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Tree, incidentally.
Hi, Don Mike?
Yes, ma'am. Now, here's a woman who knows what semen smells like.
True. I'm calling because I wondered if I could win a prize because I can muck on command.
I had to delete that out. You can't say that like
that.
No, you can't say it like that, but you can experience the pleasures of
the flesh
on command.
Yes, I can.
That's extraordinary. Like while just sitting there,
you do
just sitting here, not touching,
hands off.
Really?
See, how do we know your hands are off though?
Yeah. Be easy to fake that.
Well, I can hold the phone real tight. It's the truth.
How long does it take you?
It can take anywhere from about 2 seconds to maybe a minute at the most.
I'll give you 20 seconds. Ready?
I think that, I hate to be a sticky wicket here, but I think that does fall into the category of you can't do that on the radio.
Well, I know, but let's just do it and see what happens, okay? Come on, man. Take some chances.
Okay.
Because technically, who knows what she's doing? Mike. For all I know, she's pulling a nail right now.
I swear. I can imagine in the studio.
Oh, God.
I had to delete you out again. You can't say it like that.
Why not?
Because you can't.
Oh, okay.
Listen, the only way to settle this is you'd have to come down to the studio and do it in person so we could see that there's no hands involved.
I didn't mean that. When I said that word, I didn't mean... It meaning that. I just meant that I could actually travel to the studio.
I also think it would be something that would be very easy to fake.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, how would we even know, even if she just came down?
Anyone could do that.
It could be like when we did
the
Big O contest.
Yeah. Right.
It is so true. And you could tell. You could see it.
I'd give her a prize just for saying she could.
I don't know how to fake it.
All right, well, you want to come down here and try this?
I would love to.
You must be an interesting date.
Well, you know, I'm a little shy, but...
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, right, you're real shy.
Yeah, really.
Well, I mean, not everybody knows that, although once I met somebody...
Well, about four million people know it now.
All right, hold on, please, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and my show.
How you doing?
Hey, Baldy.
I just want to call and explain, it's got a chloritic smell, like a Cloroxy smell. You see me?
Smells like bleach, like Clorox?
Certain level, that might be reasonably
You might want
accurate.
To go see your doctor if your smells like bleach, I think.
It smells too much like bleach, that might be a medical problem.
Oh, maybe.
I'm pretty sure if mine had any smell, it smelled like brute, probably. You know,
brute.
Real manly smell, real manly.
But brute is a perfume.
Well, that's right. Okay, well, so maybe not like...
A manly smell would be, smell like feet.
Oh. It doesn't smell like a cigar.
That'd have been smells like feet. Hello? Hello?
Donna Mike.
Right.
How you doing?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Great. Hey, just want to give you props again for Sacramento here. It was the most wildest thing I've ever seen, but I think there was more than 4,300 people there because... We were in towards the back of the line, and somebody popped open one of those side doors, and we went barreling through. And the funny thing was, some black guy standing there trying to get $2 per guy that's coming in, and one stupid fool stopped and started to pay him, and everybody else went barreling on through. There's probably about 50 to 100 guys that snuck in there besides myself.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Goodbye. Then.
You know, I was thinking, if you've never smelled it, your wife can take you to that tree,
mm-hmm.
and you'll know that that's
yes.
what it smells like.
Correct.
But it's not 100% accurate. I mean, the tree is kind of... Would you agree the tree is kind of an exaggerated...
Yeah, it's a little stronger.
A little stronger, a little more pungent.
Very close, though.
But,
really?
But your wife can take you to that tree, and now you won't have to go through the tedious process of, you know, bringing your hands up to your nose.
Hello, I wasn't going to do it anyway.
I know you weren't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, my name's Carolyn.
Yes,
and
Carolyn.
And I'm calling also a few plants that I'm allergic to, actually. Well, and
I think my first wife was allergic to that also.
Well, it's called Blossoming Pear, is the name of the tree.
What's the name of the tree? What's it called?
Blossoming Pear.
Waffening Pear.
Blossoming.
Blossoming.
Blossoming Pear.
Really? So it's a pear tree?
And it does, and the smell is very distinct. It's sort of a combination of sperm and comet.
And comet.
Sperm
yeah,
and comet. No,
like
that's very clean sperm.
That's what it is.
That'll clean up that partridge in your pear tree.
All right,
scrubbing bubbles.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay, sure.
All right, goodbye. We have to do a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've been trying to be a good boy all year. And I say, the referees try to stay in this. It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. When you sit there, I do this. I mean, you can't do anything. I mean, it's sad. It's really sad how this league has turned out to be. You know, David Stern's got all these damn referees, and the girls got these referees wearing diapers. They can't be mans themselves and make a call and stand up for themselves. I can't believe that. You know, the league don't want him have anything to do with me at all. So basically, they can off.
The Don and Mike Show. Doing an adequate job, Don and Mike.
Get hold of my old lady real fast. Just close up the discussion about the semen tree.
It's always an adventure on this show. You never know what subject we're going to get on.
She just came right out of the blue yesterday. Came home. Oh, I had a great run. I went by this tree smell, just like semen. She used a cruder word than semen. Hi, honey.
Hi, boo-boo.
We all do.
Tell me about this tree, about the semen tree.
Oh, God. I had forgotten all about it. I remember we talked
about
it.
You
before.
Came running into the house yesterday. Like you said, I was out running with Gail, and we went by the tree.
It is back. No, it is back. No, I haven't. It was a couple of days ago I smelled it, and then I'm hoping the rain has dampened the smell.
Yeah, I don't find the smell at all pleasant.
Either
I'm glad to hear that, Mike.
Either of my own or of the tree.
I'm glad to hear that.
You know, if you put...
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? And the tree is worse, though.
Worse than real life.
Worse than my opinion.
Yes.
So much mellower.
What's your opinion on that, Buzz?
I think it's a little strong, yes.
Hold on. Here's hello?
What's happening? What is happening?
I don't know. I try to call her and the phone hangs up.
Just want to talk a little horticulture.
Horticulture. Now, wait. How could this be? I'm calling her.
Hello?
Now, are you calling me on the other line? All right, well, hang up that line, because I'm calling you.
I did, and then I did hang up that line, and then no one was on this line.
Okay, beautiful.
There we are.
You were out with who, with Gail?
No, I was out with another girlfriend. We were walking the dogs, and, you know, it's even worse when you're walking with a friend. And.
Oh.
Now, listen.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Is that our phone system?
I don't know.
I bet it is.
I'll just wait for her to call back now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. She'll call back on that other line. Okay. Maybe that'll be a better connection.
They call back.
I'm kind of interested to hear what the end of the story is, too, because I was walking with my friend. We were walking.
Yeah,
the
I'd
dogs.
Like to know who's the first that said, do you smell that? Oh, no, she's not calling back. All right. It's always an adventure.
Dial it, honey. She's calling back now. She's calling back
she
now.
She is.
Just as soon as you dial.
She's calling back
Take
on the other line.
Takes you so long to dial.
All right, hold on. I'll put that one on hold. Hello?
Hello.
What takes you so long to dial, honey?
Well, I was waiting for you that time.
Okay. Ah, he was doing the same thing.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with the telephone. Tell me, when you're out with your girlfriend, who was the first to know?
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Cute.
Something's
I'm
clicking
paranoid.
On her.
So you were the first to notice the smile. And what did you say to her?
She said, yes, I know. She said, I never smelled it till we moved to Virginia.
Right.
All right, does my sperm smell?
What I'm discovering because of the street is that everyone has the same. It's even worse when you know that everybody's sperm smells like this.
Me specifically.
You weren't aware of the fact that Don never knew what his smelled like?
I still don't.
No,
and still
you know
doesn't.
What? He's got a very bad sense of smell, period.
He doesn't
smell stuff at all.
Does my sperm...
Yes, it's what it smells like.
Does my sperm smell like every other guy's sperm you've smelled?
Well, you know what? It wasn't just... It turns out it smells like every other guy's, period. From what?
Right.
So you've smelled every other guy's sperm?
Well, I'm now doing a consensus with my gal pals that walk down this, you know, this area where we walk.
All right. I think we can all confirm that most guys smells the same. I don't, you know, if there was probably a departure from that, it might be for medical reasons.
You know that, Mike? I mean, did you know yours? Smells like this tree?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
But I mean, but as we said before, the tree is kind of an exaggerated version of that.
Oh no.
Maybe I haven't been all that close to it.
How would mine be on the scale? Is it pungent? It's aromatic?
It's all gross. It's all gross.
Yeah, I think that tree smells pretty gross.
Mm-hmm. In volume, okay. It's gross. I mean, if you have a tablespoonful, maybe it's a different thing, but, you know.
What about if you have a teacup full? I just remembered that teacup game.
So am I.
The more you got, the grosser the smell is.
That's probably true.
All right, honey.
Well, it's just not a pleasant smell.
No, I don't think it is a pleasant smell.
I just thought that was a rather gross thing to come into the house and scream at the top of your lungs.
Well, it's a gross smell. How do you think I feel? I'm walking the dog.
You know, I agree. I hate that smell. I don't like the smell at all.
Now, can you blame me now?
And if you get women who call you now and tell you that it doesn't smell gross, they're the kind of women that lie about liking that kind of stuff.
I'd say that's valid, right, too. I'd agree with your wife there.
All right.
Can you blame me? I didn't want to kiss you then the other day?
Why? I didn't smell like it.
No, you know what I mean, at the beach. Do you remember?
Oh, no. God.
And last weekend at the beach?
You didn't want to kiss me.
Remember? After what you did?
Shut up.
He doesn't like the smell of it. He sure likes talking about it.
All right, we're not going to have anything to do with it anymore.
Okay, all right, I love you.
All right, I don't want that smell in my house.
Kiss me, honey.
All right, goodbye.
It smells all over your house, honey.
It's not going to be in my house anymore.
That smells in every room of the house. You just don't know it. You got to get one of those infrared things like they did in the hospital, or rather in the hotel room. That time 2020 did a special.
Oh, my God. All right, turn the lights off.
You think I don't know it, but I know it. I mean, I know it sometimes. I knew it in the old house. I knew that what strange marks were that had to be in the
Oh, you are making that up.
I asked you on the wall, why was it on the wall? You know, it was like a foot away from the TV.
All right, touche.
Goodbye, Boo.
All right, goodbye. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What a show, what a show.
Jesus Christ.
My God. All talking about a little tree.
Okay. Good. Well, Dynamite Show.
Hey, what's up, Don?
I guess we can tie that up also by saying,
hey, man, I'm a
your
nerd.
Lack of a sense of smell is the reason that you've never smelled.
I guess so.
Must be it. Hello?
Yo, Donnie.
Yeah, yo.
I smell, man. You can actually affect the way it tastes, too.
What?
What you do is, like, let's say you got a girlfriend, and you can find out what her favorite flavors are.
Yes.
And like nutmeg, cinnamon, a lot of the
thing is, if you eat something, if you ate like
nutmeg, bananas, something really strong and pungent,
it would alter the taste.
Hold on just a second here. Would anybody mind if I puked into the trash can right now?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I just wanted to call and tell you that I missed you guys. I haven't been able to hear you all since last Christmas. And I'm back in town now.
You're hearing a good one today, then.
Yeah, I know. What is that stuff?
It's rich. It's rich.
I'm sorry that I wasn't there for the Sacramento show. Is the one in Maryland going to be anything like that? What was that thing?
It'll be as close as we can get to that.
Okay.
Close as we can get by law. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye, baby. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, honey.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Don and Mike's show?
Yes, we are. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Fine.
Yeah, I work for a nursery out here in Linden, California.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss, I was talking to him just a couple minutes ago, and he said, it's not the tree, it's the fungus that lives inside of it.
All right, thank you, sir.
The fungus.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, so Mr. Wizard. So it's a fungus. What does that tell us?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi. I have a question about the tree.
Yeah, baby.
Have any of the ladies tried licking the leaves to see if it tastes the same?
Oh, my God. You are disgusting.
Oh, please.
I was just curious, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
She was a whore.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thanks.
And Rob, you were strangely silent over there.
I'm bothered by this whole thing.
Oh, you're not that bothered, Robbie.
Hello.
Don, you're not that bothered, honey. Hello.
Hey, what's up, my friend?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, Mike, did you catch the U.S. Open yesterday?
It was the greatest. Absolutely the greatest.
Absolutely outstanding.
He was wearing a pretty goofy outfit, but it was a great U.S.
Open. You know, even me, the big golf hater, had to watch it.
Talked to a lot of people like you that aren't real avid golf fans and, you know, watched it and loved it because it was just such a dramatic story.
Very exciting. Why does that guy wear such baggy pants, though?
I don't know. It's just like he's been wearing them for a million years. And
so
it's not, you know, it's not like he sells any of them.
Nasty.
I know why he has that, because he met his wife in Australia, and that's how they dress when they golf in Australia, knickers and the golfing cap.
Oh, really?
It's a tribute to where he met his wife.
Oh, okay.
And he cut his own sleeves off his vest.
I know, I didn't get that.
Different tribute.
Was that so, you know, I watched the press conference after
Payne
the
Payne Stewart who won the U.S.
Yeah,
Open.
And nobody asked Payne Stewart why he cut those sleeves off. I would like to know whether he did it.
They didn't have me there.
What's that?
They didn't have me there.
According to the Post this morning, it was because he was cold, but he wanted freedom of movement in his arms.
Wasn't so he could show his, like, sponsor badge on the sleeve? I thought
didn't
that
mention
might be
that.
The reason.
Did not mention that.
You know, there were two things at the golf that I didn't like yesterday.
What?
First, I didn't like the fact that at the end, like, Tiger Woods, I guess, is such a pussy, he wouldn't talk to them on TV.
I think Tiger likes it, really. My read on that is that Tiger is perfectly okay as long as he's the man.
Because Dick Enberg did this whole big thing of saying they interviewed everybody and said, and unfortunately Tiger Woods has graciously turned us down, but if you can understand.
Yeah, I can't understand when Phil Mickelson, the guy who's probably the most disappointed of anybody, is given the interview. And, you know, I would have liked to see any of the three, Tiger or Phil Mickelson or Payne Stewart, as long as they show emotion.
Right.
The guys that I hate are the guys that say, you've just won the Masters, you've just won the U.S. Open, and they kind of lift their finger up in the air and go, yeah, thank you.
Speaking of gay, what about that guy's caddy? When the guy that won the U.S. Open, his caddy comes over and starts, I swear to God, humping him. I mean, throws his legs around him, starts dry humping him.
Well, you got
to
figure that's 10% of the purse.
I guess so.
And they call it a purse.
The purse. And the other thing that just drove me crazy, I don't know if it's like this on every golf match. The game was over at about quarter till, so I guess they had 15 minutes to fill.
Yeah, they go to 7 o'clock.
And rather than, like, interview the golfers,
right,
which is what I wanted to see, you have to sit through Dick Enberg doing these fruity highlights where they got romantic music in the background. He goes, well, beautiful skylight.
Dick Enberg,
Carolina,
who might be on the cusp of that summerall.
Yes.
Because at the end, I was reading Rudy's comment. I remember when he said this, too, and he said, so long from the 1990 U.S. Open. Like, you know, missing it by 9 years.
Missed it by that much.
I think it's really one of the best I've ever seen. It's definitely the best U.S. Open I've ever seen.
Good golf, man.
Mm-hmm.
That last shot that guy made was pretty incredible.
Unbelievable under that pressure. I mean, anybody, you know, you've played golf. You know what it's like when there are four people standing on the tee and they're looking at you. And to be able to do that under those conditions, to be even able to take the putter back is incredible.
How many of those a-holes in the crowd? It's not only with Tiger Woods.
I'd like those people to be taken out.
When every golfer comes up, as soon as the golfer hits, you hear like 5,000 idiots go, you're the man!
And the guys that wait till almost the moment of impact.
That he hits the ball.
If they did it a little quicker, they might screw up the shot.
You're the man!
Man, I wish they'd just, you know, not even take him off the golf course. Just pummel him.
Hello.
Just the other people there pummel the guy.
Down on my show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
What you doing?
Radio show fulfilling a 5-year contract.
Sounds great. No, I wanted to comment on the semen thing.
Yes.
The girl I knew that used to be pretty avid.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.